much about.
How can you love it? It's crap.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
The sport of ice hockey requires strength, stamina, and relentless determination.
The sport of ice hockey...
Here's
what happened.
Don't look at me!
Here's what happened. The sport of ice hockey, and then determination, 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 determination. That's all that would come to my mind.
Requires
strength, stamina, and relentless determination.
This is not fun for anyone.
That was so great.
You're carrying quite a load, aren't you?
How do you mean, sir?
You've had a little too much to drink.
Well, no, sir, I have not. I may have had one or two, but I know my capacity.
And now...
You're missing the whole point. This show is a joke. You are a joke.
Our feature presentation.
Well, that's how you want to start.
That's exactly how I want to start.
I was thinking last night, we haven't played Can Kevin Repeat This in so long. That is one of my favorite games ever.
I think it's all of our favorites.
I love it, too.
It's so good. Hey, party people, welcome on into another brand new Kevin and Bean show, this time for a Thursday. Who hates the handicapped? Is it me or is it you? I can't remember which one it is.
First of all, you're the only person in the world that would ever say that.
Yes.
Second of all, you're the only person in the world, I think, that feels that. So that would be you, Bean.
Okay. But didn't you have some problem with people who are handicapped that go out and do extraordinary things to make you feel like a slug? That was you, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't have arms and legs and you're climbing Mount Everest, F you.
Okay.
Right?
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm just saying stay within your means.
Here's a man from Nevada who was paralyzed in a snowmobiling accident last year. And he has just skied to the South Pole. Now, he went about 75 miles in sub-zero temperatures over 2 weeks, and he's using something called a sit ski. He's paralyzed from the waist down. It's called a sit ski.
Right.
And it's exactly what you would expect. He is sitting down, but he is still propelling himself with ski poles.
Okay.
Now, don't they have motorized wheelchairs? What's the point of having to use skis to get around if there's some sort of a device you can sit in and just drive?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that exists or why. I mean, didn't he get hurt in a snowmobiling accident?
Yes, paralyzed from the waist down in a snowmobile. That to me, that says I'm staying out of the snow now.
I agree, but if you're going to get on something that's moving, I'd get back on a snowmobile.
I mean, yeah, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Right, right, exactly.
Point.
That's what it's made for.
Right.
Same accident happens, you'll probably be fine. You're already paralyzed. Although my body has been broken, my spirit never will be. I am unbreakable. Is what his quote was.
Famous last words.
His name is Grant Corgan, by the way. He says he had a Paralympian going along with him, two guides and a cinematographer. They are shooting a documentary called The Push, a South Pole adventure. They're making it into a movie. He's been training for over a year with various missions in the snows of Alaska, Norway, and South America. He is estimated to have pushed the sit ski approximately 250,000 times over the course of the trip. Imagine
that. Does he have strong arms?
Yes. And how long is this taking?
Well, it's said that he went the 75 miles in about 2 weeks. 75 miles in about 2 weeks, pushing himself on skis to make it to the South Pole. That's what he decided to do.
And how many miles total is it?
Well, I think that, you know, they probably dropped him off 75 miles from the South Pole and said, go. I think that's what I don't think
I
he
see.
Did it from his home in Nevada.
All right, good.
I think he worked his way all the way down the continents.
Good.
But still... Pretty impressive. Still, stop it, right? Both of those things.
Well, you're ruining the curve.
And of course,
don't want to go down any mountain anywhere. I mean, come on now.
Now we look bad,
right?
And of course, he's also doing it to raise money for a foundation that helps injured athletes and blah blah blah. So he's better than everybody else. That's basically what's going on. So stop it. I think that's what the point is here: is don't do that anymore.
Don't ruin the curve. Whatever you're doing, if you're ruining the curve, stop.
Okay.
Because
exactly.
That just for the rest of us that like the curve, because if there wasn't a curve, we'd be failing. You're ruining it.
Yeah, paralyzed or not.
Correct.
That's really
beside
the point.
And it's upsetting because he can't walk, so that makes us better than him. But then when he does this, now he's better than we are. And I think I'm uncomfortable with that.
I'm not positive about the statement, he can't walk, so that makes us better than him. First of all. That's another Beaton sentiment by himself.
I don't know what you mean. I think that's clear.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You're a bastard, son of a bitch.
Correct. Brand new internet roundup for you today.
Yeah. Okay.
Good batch. Good sesh coming up. We have American Idol highlights. How was it, Bean?
Terrible.
Awesome.
But this is the terrible part.
Terrible good,
well,
terrible, terrible bad,
no,
terrible.
We'll talk about it, but they started last year, maybe the year before, I don't know. They're all into feeling good now. They're all into, hey, this woman works with mentally disabled kids, and now she wants to make her dreams come true.
Oh, you know, and it's what I mean? all about that backstory?
Yeah, here's a woman who's literally so poor she lives in a tent. She had to borrow clothes for the audition. Let's see if she goes through. So it's story after story like that with people who they spotlight that are good, and they really give the short shrift to the people who have no talent but are convinced that the judges are wrong and they're going to make it. There's very little of that going on anymore. We got a little bit for you.
That's the only part of that show I ever liked.
I know. It's disappointing. It has definitely turned into a feel-good thing. And I don't know. Maybe it's when Simon left, they said, okay, we're going away from the nasty because that was his thing. You know what I mean? Maybe that was his imprint.
Right. But he wasn't nasty during those bad auditions. I mean,
no,
it was
the
bad audition.
I just think that the tone of the show was darker with Simon on the show. And now, you know, Steven Tyler is all about love and peace. And Jennifer Lopez is the nicest person in the world. So she doesn't ever want to hurt anyone's feelings. You know what I mean?
How, but on a side note, how has Steven Tyler not been caught having sex with one of the
contestants?
Because that's been his life for 40 years.
And he just got engaged to a woman. He's going to be married again. Yes. I don't understand it because basically, and there were girls last night that were terrible that he put through just because he knows that he's going to have sex with them when they get to Hollywood.
Right.
I mean, it's an audition process for Steven Tyler's penis. That's what American Idol has turned into.
So we got that coming up. We have Bean's Lame Vacation to tell you about.
Yes,
my great,
excellent.
Great weekend in Austin, Texas.
Right, that's what we've been. Great weekend.
Great destination.
Sure.
Bad vacation.
Dr. Drew on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
And Ask a Fat Person coming up. So keep listening.
Ask a nudist. We're doing an Ask a Nudist. We're having a man and a woman
ask
in.
A
who are
nudist.
Who are with a group that they're into clothing optional events.
And if you have questions about that, which we all do,
yes,
I mean, you know, from sitting down for dinner to who knows what else, you have a lot of questions for people who don't wear clothes. So we're going to have him in the studio today. We're going to do Ask a Nudist. That's coming up today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
So, like most people, you've always wanted to go to Berlin, Germany, and that's where K-Rock is sitting.
Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles.
When you go see Blink 182 playing in Katzer, we'll give you another chance to qualify for that. It's K-Rock World Tour. Destination number, what are we up to?
Three now?
Yep, three for World Tour 2012. So your chance to qualify with the Blink 182 CD catalog is on the way. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday, 5:49. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I miss the Nazis.
You don't hear that statement
very often.
Those were good times.
No, not good times.
Bad times for all.
No, good times for us because we had a clear-cut enemy. We knew who we were against. They were the bad guys. We were the good guys. And we kicked the snot out of them.
That did make it easier. It was not fun, and it was not good.
It was a little fun. It was a little fun.
Okay.
See you in hell, Klaus!
He's got a Modern Family, the next door neighbor. The little kid plays video games with him all the time. He's always screaming, "See you in hell, Klaus." I don't understand what that means.
It's funny.
Just saying.
That show's so good. And it won in People's Choice, right? Modern Family won.
Are you thinking of Golden Globes, maybe?
Golden Globes, yes. That's what I meant.
Best comedy?
I think so. It won something because I remember them all going up there. And
yeah, that's right. It did.
Maybe it did.
You're
it should have. Screen Actors Guild Awards coming up at the end of the month, and I think it's got a good shot for winning there, too, for Best Comedy Ensemble, which, in my opinion, it certainly is. If you look person for person, if the sum of the parts equaling the greatest whole on television, I think it's the cast for Modern Family. They're really pretty remarkable.
And it's a big cast, so it's hard to...
There's no weak link, you know? Even the kids are amazing on that show. It's just really well done.
The sum of the parts is greater than all of the sum of the... Well, you know.
That's what I meant to say.
Right.
Yes, I apologize. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. There's a bad trend going on, people.
Uh-oh.
And we need to put a stop to it. In the past year or so, there's been a long list of pregnant supermodels. And that will not stand.
Maybe they're not aware of your rule.
Maybe not. But we all have our roles to play in society. And your role, ladies, is to wear underwear on stage and not get pregnant.
Right.
Well, some of them do that and get pregnant and have babies and then go right back and look amazing.
Yeah, some of them do.
But you know, what about those few months that they're not available to us?
Right, what about that?
When they're pregnant?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't think of that.
And you're not seeing everything, Lisa. Trust me. There's some parts of them get banged up. They never come back. You know what I'm saying?
You're not ever going to see those parts either.
Yeah, but in my mind, I do.
It's possible, by the way.
But this is a difficult one, Ralph, because they're so hot that everybody is trying to have sex with them all the time, and that's how they end up pregnant.
Right. That's why we have to spay and neuter our supermodels. Right. That's
or invent some sort of a barrier to pregnancy. I don't know if that's possible, but maybe some way to prevent it.
All right, Dr. Future. All right, man of science. Like, that'll ever happen. I'm just saying, spay and neuter your supermodels. I'm the Bob Barker of supermodels. And you know, Bob actually was the Bob Barker of supermodels, too.
He was. That's true.
But Josie Moran is the name, the latest supermodel to get pregnant. She is expecting her second child with her boyfriend, Ali Aborzi. Figures, terrorist, ruining our supermodels.
What is wrong with you?
He is a terrorist.
You don't have any information to
Ali Aborzi, get me the no-fly list. Get it, pull it up right now. Let's take a look, see if Ali Aborzi's on it.
You have no information to support that.
No, I don't. They already have a five-year-old daughter named Rumi.
Rumi.
Rumi June, spelled J-O-O-N, by the way.
Oh, no.
Rumi, R-U-M-I.
Hmm.
So we wish the best, of course, for Rosie. We kid because we love our supermodels.
That's right.
That's what we do. More pregnancy news. Thor's having a baby. Oh, that kid's going to come out carrying a little hammer.
He is.
It's going to be awesome. Chris Hemsworth's wife, Spanish actress Elsa Pataky, is expecting their first child. I was lucky enough to go to the Thor premiere.
Right.
And, of course, Chris Hemsworth was there. And I'll tell you, once again, I'm no Mo, but he is a stunning specimen of manhood. He's a big, strapping, good-looking Aussie.
So is she, by the way.
And then I saw him after the event at a party with his wife, and you would not believe.
And you thought,
wife,
as good as looking as he is, he still made a step up.
And I'm saying, you know what? Here's where we start the super race. These two, this couple right here, this is our genetic template. These are the people we should use to populate the planet when the big asteroid hits.
I like it.
Because they are stunning, both of them side by side. They're pretty remarkable. So congratulations to those two. They're going to make good-looking kids. Now, the sad romantic news. Johnny Depp and Vanessa Paradis apparently in serious, serious trouble.
Oh.
They've been together for a million years.
14 years. Almost a million. 14 years. People Magazine and several other sources are saying that the two are really, really on the rocks, and things do not look good for the relationship.
I feel so bad because a guy like Johnny Depp is not likely to ever find another woman. Like, what's he going to do?
I know.
He's going to wither away as an old man.
I feel bad because they do have two great kids, Lily Rose and Jack. By all accounts, they're just a great family, and it looks like they've got real, real, real problems. Mm. The two now are currently living here in Los Angeles. They've left their home in France, where they spent many years, and according to some sources, they're already leading separate lives, so sure, it's just a matter of time before they make the official announcement. However, they're not married, so they've got that they don't have to deal with, you know, and I'm sure he'll take good care of his kids, but still, you hate to see it.
Doesn't it seem like a guy like him is gone all the time? Would have to be gone all the time.
Yeah.
But he takes his kids and family almost everywhere he goes.
Does he?
He did back in the day. So they spend a lot of time together. I'm hoping these are false rumors. I'm hoping this information came from a tweet from Rob Lowe. That's what I'm hoping.
That would be good.
That would be good. That way we would know that's BS.
Rob Lowe, get our info,
telling people Rob Manning's. Don't Rob Lowe. I hate him.
Why don't you finish that story for people who haven't heard it?
Rob Lowe went on Twitter yesterday and said, "Oh, it's sad news. My people tell me Peyton Manning is retiring from football."
Who are his people? Do we know?
We don't. But he is good friends with Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts. He's like Colt fan number one. He's super celebrity Colt fan.
Right.
So when he tweeted, people took it seriously because of his relationship with the Irsays and the organization. And then they called up Archie Manning, Peyton's dad, and said, "Is that true?" And he's like, "No, it's ridiculous." Then Jim Irsay started tweeting back all kinds of things that I cannot say on the air about Rob Lowe.
Really?
Oh, good. Yeah, he's being unhappy about the fact that he put out some bad information. So apparently that's not the case at all. Peyton is still working out and has until March or so to decide what he's going to do with his career. So certainly not retiring. So Rob Lowe putting bad stuff out there in the Twitterverse.
Love it.
I tend to believe Rob Lowe because he used to be the communications director for the White House, and that's not a guy who generally is used to just, you know, spitting stuff out without sources.
TV show. It was just, it was the West Wing.
Kevin, I know you hate politics. Don't you remember President Bartlett? He worked in the Bartlett administration, for God's sake.
Fernando Flores is the name of an ex-assistant for Britney Spears. That name may sound familiar because he was suing Britney for sexual harassment, saying she would walk around nude all the time and make his work environment uncomfortable.
That would be terrible.
Hit on him, and it was he could not stand the work environment there. He's not just suing. The best news is he just announced he's writing a tell-all book about Britney's private indulgences.
He didn't have to sign some non-disclosure agreement to go work for her?
You would think.
Would think so, but he says he's lined up a million-dollar book deal where he will dish all the dirt on Brit's history of drinking, drugs, and wild sexual escapades.
I'd take a look at that.
Here's my thing. I want to read that book.
Right.
But I don't think he can double dip. You can't sue Britney Spears for a bunch of money because you're working with her and then write a tell-all book where you make millions of dollars from the book. I think you got to pick one or the other.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you could sue her, you can take your money and shut up and go home, or you can write the book and tell all her secrets and make a bunch of money by being a tattletale.
But maybe the book is a threat, though, to get a big payoff.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe. But if that's the case, stop playing the laugh that no one knows is Britney.
That's Britney Spears' laugh.
I know, but we need to.
That's her laughing.
It's a very good clip. I say drop the lawsuit, write the book.
I agree.
Leave the gun, take the cannolis. That's what I always say.
Whatever you got, I'll eat it, snort it, or ride it, baby.
And while we're talking about bad reputations, another lawsuit. You may remember Kim Kardashian was suing Old Navy.
Who?
I'm sorry. Porn star Kim Kardashian
right.
was suing Old Navy because they used that girl that looks like her in the commercial.
Right.
Right.
And the girl was, you know, dancing around and singing and pretending to be like a celebutante. And Kim said, oh, well, that's based on me. You're trying to use my amazing reputation to enhance your product.
Right.
Well, now in the wake of everything that's been going on, and Kim Kardashian has certainly fallen out of favor with the American public, and Old Navy is now gearing up for their lawsuit. They're taking this to court.
Is that right?
And the Hollywood Reporter says they are digging deep into her history to bring up evidence about her, in their opinion, quite frankly, ugly reputation.
All right.
If the case goes to court, again, the Hollywood Reporter, this is a real deal. This is a newspaper. This isn't a tabloid. They say Kim's ex, Reggie Bush, could be a witness for the defense.
No kidding.
Yeah. So that could be some good information come out of that.
Thing, maybe she should back off on that a little.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she doesn't have enough money. What is she worried about?
I never saw those commercials, Ralph. Did you?
Yes.
We're looking at it right
now.
She looks, you know, similar. But 70% like her.
Yeah.
But what did they do to make you think it was Kim Kardashian besides hire a, you know, olive-skinned, big-eyed, dark-haired woman?
Well, she would talk about her crazy life with the paparazzi following her around and how, you know, she was...
Her team of people getting her hair and nails.
Right. Mm. Team of people getting her hair and nails done. As if she was a generic Hollywood celebrity, basically.
Right.
Talking about her crazy life.
Other than that, really nothing. I mean, it doesn't say,
there's no reference, there's no family around, there's no sisters or anything, there's no specific Kardashian type deal, and she's just singing and dancing.
I think I prefer this Kim to the real one.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah,
she could probably sing better too.
She was in Making the Band 3 on MTV, and she's a model actress named Kim
Smardashian.
No, Melissa Molinaro is her name. Yes, and she's a tasty tidbit right there.
Yes, she is.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Singer, actress, star of Joyful Noise, Dolly Parton, is 66 years old today. Dolly's head, I don't know if you know this or not, now can open completely in half. She's like a Muppet. She's
had
so much plastic surgery. Her mouth is so wide. She is so the Joker now that her head can literally pivot.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Open completely up. You can actually,
it's frightening.
You could do brain surgery just by asking her to open her mouth. It's uncanny. Katie Sagal, famous probably to most people for Married with Children, but now, of course, one of the big stars of Sons of Anarchy, 58 years old today. Paul Rodriguez, the comedian, is 57. Sean Wayans, the comedian, is 41. Actress Drea Mateo.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her from The Sopranos.
Sure.
Now, is she a belle? What do you think?
Drea, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
She went from Sopranos to co-starring on Joey Matt LeBlanc, with Golden Globe winner Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
40 years old today. Comedian Frank Caliendo, our old buddy Frank, is 38 years old today. Actress Jodie Sweetin, who was on one of those shows.
Right, she sure was.
She was on Full House,
House, Family Guy.
No, not Family Guy.
The Alan Thicke one, Growing Pains. She's in one of those family sitcoms. She's 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
This is the Kevin Bean Show on a Thursday. Not just any Thursday, but the day after the first American Idol of season 11. Kevin, can you feel the excitement?
I'm not a fan of this show, as they always pick music I don't like.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's done by people who don't do it as well as the people I don't like doing it.
So yes. There's that.
It's karaoke, and without a lot of alcohol, I don't get into karaoke.
I completely understand that. I have to admit, I've seen every season but one. I did miss the Carrie Underwood season. But there are, you know, every year there are people that you become invested in, people who you end up kind of rooting for. And there have been certainly stars. I mean, there have been actually big, you know, entertainers who have come out of the program. So it does have its value. But we're into the time of the show that even people who don't like it are, at least their ears perk up because the delusional singers show up for the auditions. And there was some of that last night. Not as much as I would have liked. They were in Savannah, Georgia
I love the band. The really bad, but it has to be accompanied by an unbelievable amount of confidence.
Yes, and I'm going to introduce you to a young man who is exactly what you're looking for. He is of West African descent, but for some reason he now lives in Nashville, Tennessee. 23-year-old Mowena. Mowena is convinced he is your American Idol.
What are you planning on singing today?
I'm trying to sing Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts?
Yes.
So you're a country guy?
Yes, I'm a country guy. I've been singing since I was a little boy. My voice is low and high. I mean, I can do any kind of voice I want to.
Now, he's got that accent. He's kind of tough to make out, but he's talking about how he's so versatile that his voice is high, his voice is low. He can do whatever he wants. He is the ultimate consummate singer.
Wow. I can go, ooh. I can go, oh. I can go, ooh. Any kind of voice you want.
Wow. Any kind of voice you want. He is the winner.
I'm here to win, and I'm pretty sure there's no doubt about it. I'm the next American Idol.
All right, now when you have a guy on your TV who you can barely make out talking about how he is the next American Idol,
subtitle him. Did they subtitle him?
They did, yes. They subtitled him on the TV. You know that it is all a giant setup for a guy who sings like this.
You think you lost, but you're not a loss on your own. Yeah. You not alone. I will stand by you.
Well, needless to say, Mowena did not go on. I'm sorry.
What about
to say.
The ooh and the
Yeah, he didn't get to any of that. Here's 23-year-old Joshua. He is from South Carolina. He's got troubles too.
I'm gonna leave my nerves out the door with my boyfriend. I'm going there and do the damn thing. Brandon's gonna love me. Steve's gonna love me. Jayla's gonna love me. Jayla, I love you. Oh my God, for real. Oh, I know you still Jeannie from the block, but ooh, you gotta come to my block.
Now, gay guys love Jennifer Lopez, right? I mean, she's a huge icon for the gays, right?
Yes.
So he's very excited to meet J-Lo there. And I half wonder if that's the only reason he auditioned, because clearly, as you'll hear, not much singing going on.
There's an inner excitement there, right?
Yes, I'm ready to come out.
I feel like you've been excited all day.
Is that right? I got this American Idol thing in the bag. I have what it takes. I'm going to go and blow this audition out the water.
Ah! Why did he yell?
He's just getting himself pumped up. And once again, with this much setup, you can imagine how he sings.
Yikes.
Let's do this. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. Just enough is going to stop me, but to find intervention, I reckon it's to get my turn.
Now, he's singing that Jason Mraz song, but he's having trouble with all the words, right?
Right, sure, yeah.
He's barely getting through it.
To win some or learn some, but I won't hit.
Randy's trying to stop him.
No more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
It's kind of painful.
Okay. Get out of my face.
Now, he's the guy who leaves, by the way. He's the get-out-of-my-face guy. He's the guy who starts bawling his eyes out and then alternately screaming at the cameraman that he showed up to have them film him. He's screaming at them to now not film him because he didn't go through.
Okay. Get out of my face. Seriously, get out of my face. I don't want to talk to y'all.
He's mad now. Now he's on the phone with the folks back home, weeping his eyes out.
Yeah.
Would you stop following me? Get your back in there and take a
Wow. Yeah, he had a little bit of a hissy fit on the way out, I'm sorry to say. Here's one of my problems. I have many problems with American Idol. I still get sucked in every year, but I have many problems. And part of it is that I think, look, I'm not a follow your dreams kind of guy. I'm give up on your dreams and just settle. That's me,
sure.
Right? That's clear by the effort I put into this program. But here's what the problem is with American Idol. You watch the show and you see nobodies. You see, you know, 17-year-olds who all of a sudden become international superstars, and you think, hey, that should be me. Listen right to what this guy did. This is WT, and I don't know whether to root for him or so that he gets out of poverty or to root against him so that he wises up and goes back home and starts working for a living.
I'm WT Thompson. I'm currently unemployed. I'm from Appomattox. I'm 25 years old. Appomattox is one of those towns, you drive too fast and you blink, you might just pass it.
I worked for a federal prison, and I had to quit my job for a chance at American Idol.
Okay, you follow that? He's in a tiny, tiny little town, and I don't think this is Appomattox in Virginia, the big one. I think this is a tiny one in Georgia. He's working for a prison. He had to quit his job for the audition. Why?
They were going to give me the time originally, and then they couldn't do it. I had to make the decision, either a job or a dream, and I chose the dream.
All right, a job or a dream?
Let's see, in this economy,
how many jobs must there be for you in Appomattox, Georgia?
Unless he was sure they would give it back to him, this might be the dumbest man I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Laura, my wife, is pregnant right now, and she's 6.5 months.
It's a dream, you know. You make it or you don't.
Make it or you don't. Or you go, hey, I'd like to go for that, but I have to hang on to my job because I'm, you know, 25 and living in this tiny town and there aren't many jobs and my wife is 7 months pregnant.
By the way, his There's a Dream is full of hope. Hers, she knows it's going to be a nightmare.
He better be able to sing.
Well, he was just okay, and this is one of those cases where they thought the story was so compelling that they decided to put him through. He's going to get chewed up in Hollywood. There's no way he's going anywhere. He's average. You know, he's just average, yeah. But they liked his story, so they went ahead and put him through, which I thought, I don't know that you're doing a guy like that any service if he can't get his job back. So he's gone for a week, and he goes to Hollywood, and then what? What's the rest of his life going to look like?
Oh, geez.
All right, we got time for just one more, maybe. This is the beautiful Jessica. She was on last night's American Idol. She drove 12 hours to be in this audition in Savannah, Georgia. She's from a town in Ohio.
Love it.
And let's find out what her story is.
Alone, so, just sing this song.
I want you to hear some of her.
What is this?
She's doing a song I don't know by an artist I've never heard of called Charisse. This is in this song, and she's convinced that she's just nailing it.
And it takes me right back where I belong. I give my heart, my soul, my all.
She's one of the ones, by the way, in the backstory, they talk about how she's been singing her whole life, and she sings national anthems at ball games,
right,
if you can believe that. And everybody tells her she's great and should try out.
Sure.
But listen to the end of this song, and then wait and see how long it takes any of the judges to start breaking the bad news to her.
In this song, in this song, in this song.
Ouch. Ouch. All right, she's done. She's standing in front of the table. This is not edited. This is in real time. Steven, Randy, J-Lo looking at each other, looking at her.
Nobody wants to say anything.
Nobody wants to say anything. And
awful. That was not good. It was like, you were just really shouting. I don't even know if I would call that singing. Okay. This is not, baby, this is not your vibe. This is not your groove right here. I don't know.
You got the ball, you got the shot, you go and you shoot, and it's just not quite going through the net.
Can I sing you another song?
No.
Do people say that you can sing? Do you? I mean, what happens?
Yeah, I think I'm just a little dehydrated. I'm not going to complain. But,
dehydrated?
Yeah.
She's a little dehydrated.
I'll see you in Texas.
All right, that's my favorite part of the whole thing.
I'll see you in Texas.
She drove 12 hours to get to the Savannah audition. She sang like that, and they said, dude, singing is not your thing. And what does she say? I'll see you in Texas. She's getting in the car, and she's driving on to audition again, another 12 hours away.
This is one of those moments where I say, you know, you're watching somebody in Hollywood and they win an award and they get up and they say, follow your dreams, never let them go.
Right.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. If you're this woman, let that dream go.
Go home. You have been told to follow your dreams. What if it's a stupid dream?
That's an excellent point.
That is a
The Blaze
Black Keys on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 26 minutes after 6.
That sounds right like it came off a Billy Idol album from 1985. That's true. Great song, though. I am so excited about football this weekend. Great, great matchups. Giants, 49ers, Baltimore, New England. Can't wait. After this weekend, we'll know who's playing in the Super Bowl. But there's a little bit of drama with our boy Eli Manning for New York. First of all, he's been sick, missed some practice yesterday with a stomach bug. Second of all, the Twitterverse is all over this story that Rob Lowe, the actor, tweeted that Eli's brother, Peyton, is retiring.
Now, Peyton Manning's the one who had the three neck surgeries, hasn't played all year. He may have been the best quarterback in the NFL, mm-hmm. you know, when he went out. But he's been out for a year now. And a lot of people are saying he may not ever play again. And Rob Lowe knows the manager of the football team, the owner of the football team.
Yeah, and longtime Colts fan, right?
He knows the Mannings. He knows, like, he's in there. So when he tweeted that Peyton Manning was going to retire, everybody took it seriously. And I'm guessing everybody probably should. But well, then everybody else came out. The machine came out and started going, no, 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 starting with Archie, his dad. Nobody's retiring. Don't think about that. It's not happening. He's not retiring.
Mm. Well, if there's anybody who would know, it would be his baby brother, Eli, who we have on the phone right now here on the Kevin DeVine Show. Eli, how are you feeling? First of all, how's your stomach, dude?
Oh boy.
That's not what you want.
Is this a bad time?
No.
It sounds like a horrible time.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I have bugs in my stomach.
Yeah, they call it a bug.
Yeah, spiders.
It's not a real bug, though.
It's not a real bug, Eli.
I got roaches in my stomach. That's not what
they mean. By that.
Did you eat something that made your tummy hurt afterwards, Eli?
Oh, wow.
Oh, we're going to hang up. We're going to hang up and let you go.
This is a bad time.
It's like my mouth is pooping.
Oh, Eli. Well, your coach is saying that he hopes it's just a 24-hour deal. You're going to feel better today, get back to practice, and be ready for this weekend. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll be ready to fight the 69ers.
Nope, it's 49ers. It's not San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, 49ers. Named after the gold rush.
Just the 49ers.
Oh, I have to tell my wife I was wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're going to be okay, do you mind if we turn the attention to all the rumors swirling about Peyton? What do you know about that, Eli?
Oh.
Why is this happening?
Oh, man.
How can you have that much to vomit?
We don't care about Peyton anymore.
We just want to get off the phone.
I heard Rob Bass said that he's going to retire.
It was Rob Lowe.
I heard Rob Lowe said he's going to retire.
Correct.
That's right.
And Rob Lowe says he didn't just get it from hearsay. He got it from somebody who would know.
He got it from hearsay, not hearsay.
It sounded like he got it from your brother, to be honest. That's what it sounded like.
No.
Is he retiring?
I don't think so. Because he would tell me, we're brothers.
Yeah, of course he would tell you.
And I hate him.
Well, you don't hate him.
I hope he retires.
No, you don't hate him.
I hope my bus retires him.
Oh, come on, Eli. That's a mean thing to
beep,
say for
beep.
Your... No. We want your... Look, football fans want your brother to get healthy and come back and have the Colts be a great team again.
I want to be the greatest Manning quarterback ever.
I see. So as long as he's playing and setting records, you can't do that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I hope his head falls off.
Well, no. But he's your brother.
I hope his neck is not good.
Well, that's already the case.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. You made me feel better.
Good. I'm glad because I didn't want to hear any more of that. That
noise. Oh, no. Okay, Jesus. We got to go. This is a terrible way to start a day.
I don't remember eating that.
Thursday on the Kevin DeVine Show means our old friend Dr. Drew Pinsky joins us next hour. Also, we got a brand new Kevin DeVine Internet Roundup for you today, and I'm very excited about this. Ask a Nudist. Jake and Lindsay are coming in, and they are in a new nudist organization that apparently you can join. So we'll find out what that's like, what kind of choices they're making, coming up here on the Kevin DeVine Show.
Speaking of choices that people make, Bean makes some bad decisions when it comes to vacations.
How dare you?
Not for him, because he loves it. Yeah. But for everybody else, it's a terrible idea. He went to Austin, which is a great city in Texas.
One of the best cities in America,
agreed.
Right? Austin.
Agreed.
How rocks.
How far did you drive to Seguin, Texas?
Well, I mean, I was in Austin for the long weekend. I went over the holiday weekend, so I had plenty of time to do things in Austin. But then I also decided there were a couple of things nearby that I wanted to go to.
How far? How long? What kind of drive?
So I drove to Waco. I went to see the Dr. Pepper Museum in Waco that I love. That's 100 miles.
How many
Austin.
Times have you seen the Dr. Pepper Museum?
This was only my second time, and they've expanded it since the last time I was
have
there.
They? And they've yeah. expanded. They have a lot of like Dr. Pepper cans, and then they have some Dr. Pepper bottles, and then they have some Dr. Pepper caps.
Yeah, well, they have advertising, sure. of, you know, in the history of Dr. Pepper. They have everything related to Dr. Pepper, yeah.
Right.
So, and then I also on Saturday, I guess, I drove out to Seguin, which I think is about, I think it's only about maybe 60 miles, I think, from
Is that
Austin.
One way?
One way, each one way, yeah. To the world's largest pecan, because that's one of my favorite spots in all of Texas. So, yeah, I had to go visit that.
Now, let's talk about that, if you don't mind, just for a minute. Seguin, Texas is where it is. It's called the world's largest pecan, and I have actually been dragged there by Bean.
Yeah, but not surprising.
It's in the list of these crazy, you know, sightseeing places that you have to go, the world's largest fill-in-the-blank, like the world's largest ball of twine in Minnesota. That's a pretty good ball of twine. I mean, that's impressive. But to me, once you've seen it, you go, okay, got that. So then, so we went to the world's largest pecan, and this pecan is 5 feet 2 inches long.
It's very impressive. It's a huge pecan.
By 2 feet 2 inches wide.
Right.
That is a huge
That's
pecan.
That's a huge pecan.
Yes. Not words you ever thought you'd be saying. Are they, Lisa?
Let me just run this question by people, though. Does it matter to you when they call it the world's largest pecan, 5 feet by 2 feet, that it's not a pecan? Does anyone go, hey, wait a minute, then it's not the world's largest pecan? It's made out of cement.
That bothers me.
In the shape of a pecan, but it's cement.
Hold on a second here. No.
And that brings us to our new feature.
World's largest bush. World's largest bush. World's largest, largest bush. World's largest bush.
Look, I love world's largest, okay? I go to as many of them as I can. I'm the guy who will drive 100 miles out of his way to see the world's largest buffalo. I mean, I love that stuff.
Not a real buffalo.
Right, that's my point. Most world's largest are not the actual thing. They are a recreation of the thing.
Then they should be called a recreation of the thing, because you know what? The pecan isn't. A pecan?
A pecan. I know. But you know, the world's largest donut is right there at in Inglewood at Randy's Donut. They're right off the 405.
But nobody
everybody has seen that. But it's the world's largest donut, not because it's an actual donut that you can eat, because it's a giant cement thing in the shape of a donut, and that's what people get excited about.
Okay, so now what we're dealing with is something that is made out of cement in the shape of a pecan. Okay, so Bean and I visited it one time. I remember thinking, what? This is BS. Well, how is it possible that this is
world's largest bullshit?
I was like, this isn't a pecan.
By the way,
so I was done with it. Done.
If I'd have been in Texas longer, do you know that the world's largest caterpillar is also in Texas? The world's largest watermelon is there?
Do you want to guess that it's not a caterpillar?
Well, I guarantee it's not a caterpillar.
Have you seen the world's largest blade of grass? That exists.
Have you
seen the world's largest guitar?
We should put them all in one room.
Some of these are in Canada. Have you seen the world's largest sheep?
It's funny you should say that, Lisa, because I have been to, no joke, the world's largest collection of the world's smallest replicas of the world's smallest things. And that is an actual museum that you can go to where you can see all of the world's largest in one location, just in miniature form.
Oh, my God.
World's largest thermometer?
Well, everybody's seen that. But you know that's bogus because that's not even a real thermometer.
Right. Here's my point, though, and this finally gets us right to it. Bean says the world's largest thermometer is bogus because it's not a real thermometer.
Because it's not a thermometer, right.
Okay. World's largest pecan, though, not a pecan.
Right.
Super
Why
happy
is that
with.
Not BS?
Why is that because, not same BS?
Because the pecan is not pretending to be a real pecan. It's a representation of a pecan if it were that big. The thermometer fools people as they drive alongside it on the 10 or the 15, wherever it is, and it fools people into thinking it's actually measuring the temperature. It's not. That's, don't you know, that's hooked up to a thermostat that's in the restaurant next to the world's largest thermometer. There's no mercury in that thermometer.
Does
it's not
it
real.
Give you a temperature?
I hate the world's largest thermometer.
Does it give you a temperature?
He hates the thermometer.
I hate it.
I
do hate the thermometer.
Look, you can get an actual temperature from that thermometer, though, right?
Correct.
Yes, but
okay.
not being red.
You can't take a bite of that pecan.
That's correct. You can't even taste it. You can lick it. It wouldn't taste like a pecan.
I have very specific rules in my world. I'm sorry. I just do.
Now, I'm going to follow this up with some information that you may not believe, but if you know Bean, you probably will believe. And that is that once we went to the world's largest pecan, not a pecan, by the way.
World's largest bullshit.
They could have made it twice as big. It doesn't matter. It's made out of cement.
Right.
So I was done. I was out. I was mad at Bean. I was like, this isn't a pecan. He's like, I know, but isn't it cool? Like, no, it's not a pecan. Okay. So after that, I gave up on the world's largest pecan. I may go back. I may go back to the world's largest pair of cowboy boots. That was impressive.
That's in Dallas, right?
Then Bean, yeah, with me. So then Bean went back to the world's largest pecan.
But you,
a couple of years ago, he went back.
I took my wife there on vacation one time too.
Okay,
by the way.
So two, and then that's not enough. So then for a third time, Bean went back to the world's largest pecan, not a pecan. And then he went for a fourth time to the world's largest pecan.
Did you not take a picture every other time you were there? World's largest
bullshit. I take a picture every time I'm there. I'm a fan of the world's largest pecan.
Has it changed?
No!
It hasn't changed, but does Disneyland change, Lisa? You still seem eager to go back there again?
There's rides! There are things to do. You can eat food. What can you do with the world's largest pecan?
When in Seguin, you go and you stand at the world's largest pecan and you go, there it is. I am in the presence of greatness.
And this time, on this vacation, I'm not making this up, and then the prosecution rests, was the fifth time Bean went to the world's largest pecan.
In Austin, which is such a great, amazing city. You're only there for like 2.5 days.
Right,
but
it was only...
And you drive away from it to see something you've seen four other times
that isn't a pecan!
It's only 120 miles round trip, Lisa. That's nothing.
Oh my God. It's worth it to visit
the pecan. It's like, look...
It's not a pecan. It's worth it to visit the cement. I want to hear you say it.
Well, it's the world's largest pecan. Look, If you're in Rome...
What's it made out of?
If you're in Rome, you go to the Vatican.
Right, the Vatican is real. The Vatican is real. There are people there.
And the world's largest pecan is real.
It's not real. You know what it is? Cement. And by the way, it's just been passed, for your information. It's no longer the world's largest pecan.
What?
It is now the second world's largest pecan.
Burn.
Why? Did you just go out back and build your own?
No, somebody else did, though. Somebody else made another pecan out of cement and made it bigger.
Where is it?
I don't know where it is. And I don't care where it is because I'm not going to go see it because you know what it isn't? A pecan.
A pecan.
Are you telling me
you
that I've
got
been to the,
burned?
I've been to the world's largest pecan five times now?
Yes.
And it's no longer the world's
largest
pecan?
It's only the second world's largest.
Now I feel ripped off.
You are an asshole, my friend. World's largest bullshit. World's largest bullshit. This is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 7:05.
Got a brand new internet roundup for you coming up right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First, Ralph is here with the world's largest showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I'm so glad I wasn't in on that segment because I was in the other room and I was apoplectic. I was about to burst a blood vessel and just bleed out into my brain. So if I had actually been in this room, I would have died.
Yeah.
Next time I go to the world's largest pecan, you can go with me.
That isn't.
Right.
And isn't. Now it's not twice.
Now it's
not the world's largest pecan. It's not the world's largest fake pecan.
Yeah, it has troubles at this point. That's why it needs my support more than ever.
Oh. It's been there five times.
Five different times.
120 miles round trip.
That's all. He says.
I want bad things to happen to Bean.
Have you seen me? It's already happened. Bad things have happened.
Bad things happened to Mr. Freeze up there in his icy lair.
Freeze, everybody. Chill.
Bean's walking around doing his Mr. Freeze impression up there in the icy tundra of his island.
You're going to have to move on, Ralph. That's tough.
It's boggling.
I know.
All right, let's talk about show business news. Archer returns tonight on television. A little programming note. For those of you who don't watch Archer over there on the FX, you're bad, bad people.
I haven't seen that yet. It looks good, but
You've never seen Archer?
No, it looks good, but
It's freaking hilarious. One of my favorite animated programs.
At the time.
It's very, very funny. It's a James Bond spoof that is raunchy and dark and twisted and hilarious. So
sounds perfect.
Check it out tonight. It returns, I think, for its third season tonight.
Is it the world's largest Archers?
No, it's just Archer.
Okay.
And speaking of Archers, how did I not know this was going to happen? CW Network yesterday announced they ordered a pilot for a new TV series based on The Green Arrow.
Yay!
The Green Arrow.
Green Arrow!
That's the one where they shoot a green arrow, and then...
He's a superhero,
Kevin.
The green arrow. No, he is the green arrow.
Right.
He is a he is a Robin Hood esque
okay
crime fighting archer.
What does the color of the arrow have to do with it?
He's just the Green Arrow.
Okay,
does he have a ring?
Dresses in green and he shoots arrows and he's the Green Arrow.
Does he have a ring?
He doesn't have a ring. That's the Green Lantern.
Does he have, a lantern?
He doesn't have a lantern at all. Why would he? He's the Green Arrow. Why would he have a lantern?
Is he afraid of the color yellow?
No, he isn't. He has no fears.
Okay,
he is an ex-world expert archer, and he fights crime with his bow and arrow.
I see.
And CW is going to order at least a pilot, if not a series, based on his exploits.
Have they ever made a Green Arrow movie before?
No.
Seems like most of them have been made.
However, the Green Arrow was a large part of Smallville towards the end of its series. He fought alongside Clark Kent, Tom Welling's Clark Kent. So he had a presence of that. I'm not sure if the same actor is going to be playing him in the new series or not, but I had no idea. Usually I'm right on top of this kind of stuff, and this is brand new to me.
What a surprise for you.
I'm very excited that the Green Arrow might be on television. Aren't we all? Hello? Is this thing on? They've also announced they're doing a pilot for a prequel Sex in the City series.
All right.
Oh, dear God, no.
Featuring Carrie Bradshaw during her college years.
Nah.
Recast?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
No. Sarah Jessica Parker's going to play a college girl.
You never know what
there's not enough gauze in the world to put on the lens if they're going to shoot that. And also Beauty and the Beast, a series based on Beauty and the Beast, a contemporary Beauty and the Beast, which has already been
done. Kind of done that.
Yeah. No word on the casting of any of the shows yet, but looking forward to it. Sci-Fi Network has announced a new television program in the works called Rewind, in which a bunch of scientists and military men use untested technology to travel back in time to alter past events in order to change the future and avoid a devastating terrorist attack.
Okay.
The pilot works. You could see a series soon as next fall.
I hope Mark Wahlberg is going to be in that.
He could. He wouldn't. 9/11 wouldn't have happened if Wahlberg was on that flight.
I hear that's true.
Right, man.
Yeah, interesting interview from Men's Fitness Magazine came out yesterday in which Mark Wahlberg said this. This is from the quote. If I was on that plane with my kids, it wouldn't have went down like it did. There would have been a lot of blood in that first class cabin. And then me saying, okay, we're going to land somewhere safely. Don't worry.
How ridiculously stupid is that to say?
Dude.
I mean, why not just come out and say, I am better than all of those people who didn't get the job done and perished because they weren't as good as me?
Well, they're not.
Yeah, that's a weird... I think he's just trying to say he loves his kids
more
than anything.
You see Contraband?
But
it takes people down, man.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Right, and it's easy with hindsight, now that you know what happened on that plane, to say, I would have played it differently. But if you're sitting there in your seat, you have no idea what's going on. It came out of the blue. Nobody expected that to happen.
Well, Dina Burnett Bailey, one of the widows of the victims on Flight 93, called his comments silly and disrespectful. Her husband, Thomas, was on Flight 93. He was the guy who called her from the plane and said, I know we're going to die. There's three of us who are going to do something about it. And that was the last she heard from her husband. Mark has issued an apology about that interview.
I'm sure. I mean, that had to sound bad even coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, you read that back, you're like, ooh, did I say that?
That's not, I didn't mean, but.
Look, it's one of those things, he's given an interview, and he mentions that he was scheduled, he's actually booked on one of the flights that landed, was crashed into the Twin Towers.
Right.
That's how the conversation started. And I'm sure in some just heat of the moment, he'd been like, man, if I had been there, I'm sure it was more anger
of course
towards the terrorists than it was him trying to claim that he would have been better than anyone else was
but
on that
said
flight.
Poorly.
Said poorly. Looks worse in print than it probably did even as he was saying it, but here was his apology. To suggest I would have done anything differently than the passengers on that plane was irresponsible. To speculate about such a situation is ridiculous to begin with. I deeply apologize to the families of the victims that my answer came off as insensitive. It was certainly not my intention. So there's Mark's apology.
Look, I like Mark Wahlberg, and I think he's a talented guy. But I would have been okay with him going down on those planes if it meant no entourage.
Oh, come on.
Why are you so hateable, man?
Don't hit my entourage like that. I like the entourage.
You're going to be so antisocial all the time.
And anti-Semitic, for that fact. I'm so tired of that. Being always attacking the Jews.
Is he?
Yeah.
I was not
he's no
not
idea.
He's not even Jewish. Come on.
Wahlberg, hello? Wahlberg? Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer-actress Dolly Parton is 66 years old today. She just got a new tattoo, by the way.
Really?
Dolly Parton? Yeah, Dolly Parton just got a new tattoo.
Hmm.
A bouquet of red flowers in between her breasts.
No, she didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. That's some big flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite the garden she's got there.
Yes, it is.
Katie Sagal is 58 years old today. Comedian Paul Rodriguez turns 57. Drea Di Matteo from Sopranos played Christopher's girlfriend on that show. What was her name? Anyone remember the character's name?
Christopher's girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Wish I had asked.
Email Ralph at krock.com if you have that answer.
I thought one of you for sure would have been able to come up with that.
Too.
Of course. I'm sure I'd recognize it if someone else said it, but I'm not coming up with it.
Adrian!
Right? There you go.
Am I right?
Yeah. Yes, you are.
I think I am.
Frank Caliendo, impressionist and comedian, pal of the show. He is 38 years old today. And actress Jodie Sweetin, who we found out is Bellworthy.
No kidding. I had no idea she was that hot.
She was on, do we know the show? We found out what show.
I don't know,
Full House.
Care.
Full House, yeah. 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Did you know that the world-famous K-Rock is the only radio station doing the K-Rock World Tour 2012? Destination number 3, Blink-182 in Berlin, Germany. How about that? You can listen all week long to win your Blink-182 CD catalog, and then the standby boarding list grand prize drawing is going to be Monday right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We send someone to Germany to see the band in concert. Stick around.
Time for another edition of Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
Bunch of videos up there. We don't have time to highlight all of them, but we would like to highlight a few of them. One of them is Brad Pitt's Moneyball bloopers.
Ooh, I want to see that.
I don't know if you saw Moneyball, but there is a part at the end where Brad Pitt was not happy. He wouldn't be happy unless he won the Super Bowl because he figured...
World Series,
I'm sorry. Because he figured that they would just sweep him away and all of the changes that he made. He really wanted to change baseball. And Jonah Hill is trying to convince him he did change baseball. He's showing him that video of the big fat guy rounding first and then diving back, and he didn't realize he hit a home run already. And it was at this point that Brad Pitt could not stop laughing.
I love bloopers. I love actor bloopers. It's so fun.
It was a really pretty serious moment in the movie, and he couldn't stop. Here's a tiny clip of it, but it goes on for like 3 minutes that he just can't stop laughing.
Now he's going to do what he's never done. He's going to round first. He's going to take the turn.
It just goes on and on. And it's like Jonah Hill, we can't see his face, but it doesn't look like he's doing anything.
Yeah.
It just looks like Brad can't help himself.
And by the way, we've been in that situation where you're laughing so hard, and then once you get that in your head that, oh, my God, what if I can't stop? You can't go on. There's no way to get out of that. And imagine what it must be like for these actors. They're on stage. They, you know, on the set, they've got 80 people standing around waiting for him to get it so they can go to lunch, and he just can't stop laughing. You have to check out this thing. It's so funny.
Go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com. Here's a Jeopardy clip that didn't go exactly like the writers had planned, or maybe it did.
Punch for 800, please.
A blow to the back of the neck is the punch named for this animal. Mike.
What is a donkey?
No. Betsy.
What is a rabbit punch?
Rabbit, yes.
First thing came to my mind.
Of course, Lisa. You've been to Mexico.
If you don't know what a donkey punch is, look it up, unless you're underage. He clearly didn't know what it was.
No.
But he did know the answer to this one, and this is not correct either.
If Andy yearns for Brenda, and Brenda cares about Charlene, who pines for Andy, the three of them form one of these. Kara.
What is a threesome?
No. Roger.
What is a love triangle?
Yes, that's it. Kara has obviously had much more experience than I.
Hey, I want to party with Kara more than I want to party with Roger, I'll tell you that.
Somebody that I used to know. You know the Goite song that we're playing right now?
Mm-hmm. Gautier, right?
I'm sorry, Gautier. Here's a bizarre cover where there are five or six people around one guitar, and they're all playing the same guitar and singing. It's weird. Hmm. It's hard to explain. You really do have to see it. It's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
Sounds great.
You know, the guy that's keeping the beat is banging on the, you know, the back part of the guitar. Everybody's playing a different part of the strings.
Wow.
Times are tough for musicians where six of them have to play one guitar.
That's true. old song named Hello by Lionel Richie. Here's the original.
Hello. I've just got to let you know.
Now, in the category of who has this much time or why would you do it, somebody went through every movie that's ever been made and found the words to that song in order and then edited the video clips together so that the video clips sing that song, Hello, by Lionel Richie. And it's bizarre and really well done, and why would you do it?
Hello.
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 To me.
You're looking for.
I can see it in your eyes. I can see it.
In your
smile.
You're all I've ever wanted.
And my
arms are open wide.
Who's doing that?
I don't know. Everybody who makes those videos, it seems like we should be able to put them in a room and they should be able to create something useful. Right. I don't know. With that much time and energy and dedication and stick-to-itiveness, they should be able to do something more than waste our time with
this. Waste our time. It's well done. It's fascinating to watch. But then you got to think, wow, that had to take forever.
Yeah.
They would use very many times only one word from a movie. And then they would have to move on to a whole other movie and use one word. Wow. It was unbelievable.
Very impressive. We're talking about the brand new Kevin Bean Internet Roundup. If you want to see all these videos and so much more, you can go to krock.com.
M83 apparently needs a vocalist, and this guy is trying out to be a background singer, and he wants to do it for M83, so he puts himself on video and puts it on the internet.
Been given the opportunity to audition, send in a tape. I figured it might be fun for you guys to watch me recording it. So here we go.
Now, that, of course, is not a singing part. That's a keyboard part. But
right.
He does it through the whole song.
Yeah. It sounds kind of like the sounds that are on the Midnight City record. Yeah.
It's not bad. Rachel Bilson, one of the hottest chicks on the planet, does a song called Call Me Doctor. And there's a video of it up at the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup. You must watch.
Lab coat, Dolce. Clipboard, Prada. Vera Wang, short shorts. Name tag, Doctor. C-dub, bitches, what the you expect, call me doctor, stethoscope hanging around my neck, sing chick, new new show, full clip, fresh dip, new kick, only Jimmy Choo, bitch, been a little while, but I'm back again.
Yeah. I love her so much.
There's nothing she can't do. She's incredible.
Here is my video for Brianna, it's called, and it's a guy talking about a girl at school. I don't know if he's just trying to be funny to get on the internet, or if he's really trying to get her attention, but if he's really trying to get her attention, he's probably going about it the wrong way.
You mean more to me than Home Depot means to Mr. Logerato. You mean more to me than just anything. You mean more to me than gold and diamonds mean to the greediest burglar. You're just the most perfect, most beautiful girl in all of the world. I hope you enjoy watching this, baby girl. See you at school tomorrow, baby girl.
Ew.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, ooh, creepy. Creepy.
Ooh. Baby
ooh. Girl. Little too intense.
Yeah.
Speaking of baby girls, this is Alana. She is 6 years old. She is the best beauty pageant kid ever.
Slytherins must be crazy if they think they're going to be me, Honey Boo Boo Child.
By the way, they had to subtitle because there's no way to understand what she's saying.
I'm a superstar because I do pageant.
I'm a superstar because I do pageant.
I got some money to do my pageants with. I want to win money. A dollar makes me
holler,
Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah,
yeah. She's headed in the wrong direction as a little girl. I'm sorry.
Yeah. If you want to see any of these videos, go to kevinandme.com or krock.com for the Internet Roundup. Hold, please.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
That's smooth.
Kevin, you were watching the Lakers game the other night when Dallas came to town. Lamar Odom surprisingly well received by the home crowd. A lot of times, usually they boo the people who have left, but maybe people knew that he didn't want to go, right?
Well, he didn't want to. It's a weird situation. No, he didn't want to go at all. He was surprised that they had traded him. And then they said, oh, wait a minute. The league said, oh, wait a minute. You're not going to be able to trade. You got to stay. And he said, I want to be traded anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, it was kind of a weird situation.
And so it was sort of his fault for forcing their hand, but they gave a standing ovation and he sort of just stood there. He acknowledged it eventually, but it didn't really seem happy at all still. And that's why when he went to Washington, D.C., the reports are that he went to a strip club.
Well, what are you going to do? You got Chloe at home. Occasionally, you want to see a feminine-looking woman in your life as well. Correct. So that's what happened. So, yeah, I mean, it has been a bad few weeks for the Kardashian clan. But now this report says that Chloe is not happy. There were lots of reports about her husband in Washington, D.C., at a strip club with some of the other Mavericks players, with 500 singles that he was liberally spreading around to all the girls at the club.
500 $1 bills. I wouldn't even know where to go to get that. You go to a bank?
I guess
you'd have to. That's a brother that wants to really make it rain. He wants to make it pour. Well, we wanted to find out what the heck is going on with this and make sure things are still good with him and his beautiful wife, Chloe. So we asked producer Dave to line up Lamar Odom, and we have him on the phone with us from Dallas right now. Hi, Lamar. How are you?
Hi, Ryan. Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Oh, no, Chloe. I'm sorry. I thought we had your husband. I'm sorry,
what?
Chloe.
Why would you want to talk to my husband? Hi. You guys always talk to me.
Hi, Chloe. It's great to talk to you.
Hi. Hi, Elmo. Hi, pussy.
No, it's Kevin and Bean. Still Kevin and Bean.
How's Dallas? Mark.
Hi, Brian.
How's Dallas?
Oh, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
Right.
It's spectacular.
Right.
Have you made the drive to Seguin to see the world's largest pecan, Chloe?
Next question.
Okay.
All right, is your husband around? We would like to just say hi.
Oh, you want to talk to Lamar?
Well, yeah, we just want to wish him well.
Okay, let me go get him.
Thank you.
I wasn't expecting her to answer.
It's very strange that she would answer. That threw me for a loop. Wow.
Lamar! Worst. Lamar, Ryan and Ellen want to talk to you.
It's not.
Get on the phone.
Hello?
Lamar, is everything okay? Do you need help?
Man. Everything cool?
I can't really talk right now, man.
I know it's kind of a tough...
I got a bit of a situation here at home, man.
Yeah.
And no, the situation isn't in my home. Or you ask that.
Is it true, though, you took 500 $1 bills into a strip club in D.C. and made it rain?
Yeah, I did that. But that was a mistake, man.
It was a mistake?
Yeah. I thought they were 20s.
You thought there were 20s.
Yeah. Wow. Trying to be impressive. I just got one $501 bill and nothing, man. Looks like I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese to play some skee ball.
Now, Chloe, according to the report, is angry, but I would like to suggest you're an NBA player.
Yeah.
And perhaps that's how NBA players act.
That's right. That's how we roll.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna get a new start. I'm in Dallas, a new team.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to become a new man.
Okay.
I'm not going to live in the fear of Chloe no more.
Wow! All right, this is very bold. You're breaking out because
changing my name too.
Had the upper hand.
You're changing your name.
Yeah, like you know, Ron Artest
to World Peace.
Meta World Peace. Yeah, right. Meta World Peace. Uh-huh. Now.
Yeah,
I want to change my name too.
To
Maria. So that's a toss up.
A tribute to our own Kevin, right?
Yeah, that's where I got the idea, man. I heard him talking. I said, man, that fool talk crazy. And I listened to when Mother Must Yell to Toss Up. And I said, hey, that sounds good, man. That look Toss Up looked good in the back of my jersey,
wait,
I think.
I thought we were supposed to be talking about the strip club.
We were talking about the strip club. Now we moved on to my new name.
Okay.
Can't you follow a long damn conversation?
What do you think?
We start talking strip club, dollar bills. Now we're talking about Mother Must Yell to Toss Up.
So that's a toss-up.
Yeah.
That's
my new, like, Meta World Peace. I'm going to Mari Yasa as a toss-up.
Well, that'll like, maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, now coming into the game, Mari Yasa as a toss-up. It sounds good, like African or something, man.
If that will get people to stop asking questions about what you did with the stripper in the champagne room that night,
that's
then I guess
it'll
be a good thing.
That's what I'm saying. Just turn all the press, man. Take attention away from one, put on the other.
I see.
Okay. All right. We're almost out of time here, Lamar, but are you in any danger at home? Do you need us to call the authorities or anything like that to keep Chloe off you?
No, man, it's good.
Everything's good.
Anytime she gets angry and starts coming at me, I just dangle a double whopper with cheese in front of her face. And she gets distracted right away. It's like throwing meat after one of them guard dogs in the movies. He's trying to break into a secret complex. Okay, he'd take a raw steak and put some sleeping pills in it, right. And just go right in. So
that's what I do with this one. That sounds like a good plan.
It is a good one until she wake up, and then she's like, whoa! I'm so angry. What happened? I said, bitch, eat more.
Sounds like you got it under control, Mr. Toss-Up. I'm glad we got to catch up with you. Good luck, all right?
Yes, that's a toss-up.
And to you as well. Our old friend, Dr. Drew Pinsky, on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show, co-host of Loveline that airs five nights a week here on K-Rock. Of course, the Dr. Drew Life Changer on the CW and the HLN show at 6. Hey, Doctor, how are you, man?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
We were just hoping you would get a new TV show, and we're very excited about that.
I know how supportive you guys are.
Well, you seem like you don't get enough work. We look at a guy like you, and we go, that guy should work more.
more.
Well, right. And so I want to oblige you guys. And, again, I appreciate all the support.
Certainly.
And of course, I need to give Bean more to consume. I mean, God knows he doesn't have enough to do sitting in front of his television.
That's true.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that, Dr. Drew. Now, the thing that shocked me about the new Dr. Drew show that I heard about is you are going to be dealing with mortals, with actual humans. You're going to be talking to the unwashed. Non-celebrities. What do you have to say to non-celebrities, Dr. Drew?
Kind of sounds like the undead. But no, in fact, it's something I've always wanted to do. And here's the deal. When we first did the very first season of Celebrity Rehab, I intended to put regular people in with the celebrities to show that we don't treat celebrities or regular people any differently. Everyone's just a person with a condition. We all treat them with the highest degree of respect and you know,
they're not getting special treatment. They're not getting pampered because they're
precisely.
Yeah. Right.
The problem was though, well, literally 2 days before we started shooting that show, I was actually interviewing people to try to determine who should be on the program. And as I would talk to them about how it would feel about being on television, were trying to consent them, were they okay with this? Or how would it feel? Would they be shamed by it? They all would kind of look at me with this kind of glazed, empty expression. I finally realized I couldn't get a consent. They couldn't consent to something that they had no real idea what they were getting into. Well, now we've been on for 5 seasons. I think people kind of get the idea what they'd be getting into. We can show them footage and say, okay, you still want to do this?
Right. Or something.
And so it was open again to the idea of doing it with real people. And VH1 particularly wanted to do all with real people. And by the way, lots of requests for this. You know, why not just treat the regular folks? Why treat the celebrities? And of course, I always wanted to, and now we're going to.
So Celebrity Rehab gone, but this is going to be regular rehab.
This will be just rehab.
Interesting.
But don't you start to regret that decision when then you turn on TMZ and you see that Heather Locklear is in and out of rehab and she's calling 911 and needs help? Don't you think, oh man, I wish Celebrity Rehab were back in the air. She'd be so sweet to have that.
Oh, don't get me wrong. There's always plenty of opportunity there with celebrities. That was the other reason we chose Celebrity. Because it's like, hey, that population has a very high potential for this problem.
Right.
But, by the way, let's not make cartoon characters out of them. These are very sick people with real serious stuff.
Are the results, and you've done this long enough, are the results noticeably different in how well they do between celebrities and non-celebrities?
In the world, I used to kind of avoid treating celebrities because they were a pain in the butt. And they didn't tend to do that well. They tend to always, their management and stuff would always pull them out prematurely,
right.
And they'd go back out on the road. And not that they didn't participate in treatment, is that their careers always took them back and didn't give them the time they needed to get sober.
Right.
Now, in Celebrity Rehab, they've actually done better than average. It's actually gone the opposite direction, where they're doing much better than I would have predicted, and that's but for the grace of God. We didn't know that when we got into it.
Dr. Drew on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's face it, we all hear about drug and alcohol addiction. Many of us know people in our lives that have it. Is it an epidemic right now, Doctor? Are we seeing historic levels, or are we just more aware of it now because it's a little more out in the open and talked about more publicly?
It is probably, it's a really interesting question. It's probably slightly on the rise, and it is more talked about, and it is more severe. In other words, there's two reasons. This is my opinion. I'm not sure I can back this up with great data, but here's the reason I can make my case. One is, think about how much more addictive and more severely addictive substances there are out there with the advent of all these pharmaceutical pain medicines and benzodiazepines and sleeping medicines, and how much we distribute them. They're everywhere, and kids see these things when they're young and really don't see them as anything harmful because mom or dad's had them in their medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
We get engaged with, and of course, meth and whatnot, so much more addictive substances, much more easily and readily available, much less perception of harm. That's number one. So more severe addiction just chemically. And then number two, a lot more trauma, a lot more destroyed family, a lot
right.
more childhood sexual abuse, a lot more physical abuse. And that really puts rocket fuel behind addiction.
I got to tell you, as somebody who's had back pain, to find a doctor who doesn't just want to write you a prescription for Vicodin or some kind of painkiller is really a difficult job.
Kevin, it breaks my heart to hear you say that because I know it's true. And in fact, for the last 4 years, every patient of mine, I would say, that's died has died because one of my peers handed them a bunch of medicine.
Don't get me wrong. I don't try to find those doctors. I'm just saying it's difficult.
If you wanted to, it'd be difficult. Last question on this, and Dr. Drew, and then you'll have to tell us when we might look for this new rehab show, and that is the stigma going away because of shows like Celebrity Rehab when you go, hey, lots of people are into this? Like, I know you had on your HLN show, you had that Wisconsin mayor the other day who came out and said, yes, I am an alcoholic. Is that the type of thing that automatically is a career killer now, or do people have a little bit more sympathy and go, hey, good luck with that. We know it's a disease.
Well, I thought we were making headway with the stigma, but that interviewing the mayor from Sheboygan taught me otherwise. and that is that, you know, in large parts of this country, they still see it as a weakness and a bad person, and we need to get rid of them and put, you know, and there's still a lot of rage and anger towards alcoholics and addicts, and I'm sorry to see a lot of that still. So I think we're making headway, but there's still lots of trouble out there with people having a misperception of, you know, when by the way, if you saw that segment, we had this beautiful news anchor on too, who'd also had a severe alcoholism and done some not so good things in her disease, and I hope that breaks through some of people's denial.
When can we see the Not Beautiful People Rehab? Is that the name of it?
Yeah, I thought that's a good name. I think that's great. You know what? We don't know for sure. Okay. I'm betting the fall. That's
okay.
Okay. Dr. Drew, his HLN show airs at 6, and of course, Life Changers on the CW at 3 and 3:30, and then look for him with our old friend Psycho Mike Catherwood on Loveline 5 nights a week here on K-Rock. Drew, get back to it, man. Thanks for the time.
Hey, guys.
Ask a Nudist right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat, but I have to give you some late-breaking news, Ralph, that you're not going to blame.
Good.
We were talking earlier. Kevin was making fun of me because I once again, in Texas this weekend, went to the World's Largest Pecan in Seguin, Texas, which I love, as you know.
Not a pecan. Go ahead.
And then the largest. And then he dropped on me that there's a new World's Largest, that the record has been taken. There's a bigger pecan now in Missouri. Well, I just received notice, thanks to a Kevin and Bean listener, that Seguin is working hard in building a brand new pecan that they will unveil on the 4th of July. It is 2,300 pounds. Measures 16 feet long and 8 feet wide. They're unveiling it at the 4th of July parade. Seguin, Texas, ladies and gentlemen, is taking back the crown of the world's largest pecan.
Yeah! World's largest
bullshit. They're just slapping more cement on top of the old one. Just
Building brand new.
No, it's not brand
new. Doesn't matter. It's cement.
The new one is made of tubing, chicken wire, and fiberglass, by the way.
So no, it's not made out of? Pecan.
That's correct.
That's the one ingredient you won't find in that world largest pecan.
Time for the show.
Couldn't be happier to see all the crown go back to Seguin. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Call Tony Arnett.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
What can we do?
Nothing.
What can we
do? Nothing. There's nothing to do. He's been there 5 times, Ralph.
It's madness.
Now I have to go back to see the new pecan when it's unveiled.
Next time you go,
die.
Just stay there. Just become the docent of the pecan and just stay there with a little hat on and just tell stories about it and just stay there.
Just give tours.
Yes.
Do the show from Texas or
no,
put the show too?
No, you're missing my point.
Do whatever show you want from Texas.
Sure.
Just not this one.
Just not this one.
Most dangerous man in Hollywood.
Most dangerous man in Hollywood.
Could be Andy Dick.
Oh, sure.
Well, he's trouble, that's for sure.
TMZ.com reports a tourist spotted him out and about and tried to take his picture.
Yeah.
That did not go well. Man claims Andy grabbed him by the collar, tried to steal his camera, and then pushed him and quickly left the scene before police could show up. Apparently, the incident was captured on video, and police now are saying they'd like to have a chat with Mr. Dick.
I rented that.
How was it?
No word on whether the police have captured Dick or not.
He seems to have a story like this once a week. I mean, he is trouble.
Yeah. Tell me more about your successes, Dr. Drew. wasn't he on that show?
He was. And he can be on the new show, too, because he's no longer a celebrity.
That's right.
That's true.
He can be a double dip. Oh, Emily's coming back to The Bachelorette. I couldn't be more excited.
Which one is she?
They just announced the new Bachelorette.
So this
we're currently in The Bachelor. We're watching The Bachelor now.
We're not.
We're all watching The Bachelor now.
When you say we, you
but
mean
but after this
you.
Season is over, then they flip the script, you know, and they go to a different sex. And so it'll be The Bachelorette, and they've announced who The Bachelorette will be. It will be Emily Maynard, who, of course, you remember was with Brad. And everyone thought that was going to work out, but then they had an ugly split up. And now Emily's back looking for love.
Let's talk about the world's largest pecan some more.
Very exciting. So Emily will be your new best.
How can you love it? It's crap.
No, it's not. It's
good question. Thank you, sir.
Sweet, sweet goodness. Eva Longoria and Ryan Gosling apparently are hot and heavy these days.
Wow.
In Touch magazine claims that Ryan wants to marry Eva Longoria.
Wow.
I thought he was with Eva Mendes.
Uh-huh. Didn't you? Now what? Now what do you think?
Has to be an Eva?
Yeah. But apparently friends say that she has no plans ever to get married.
Well, she just had a recent divorce, too.
Yeah. Speaking of which, right? In Touch magazine says they were talking to her, and she says, after my divorce, I was a mess. I was so thin. I was unhealthy. And everyone kept saying how great I looked.
Yeah.
It's probably the most unhealthy place I've ever been in. She said, that's Hollywood's perceptions of people. So
that's true.
When you gotta, you're struggling, and you're trying to deal with stuff, and you're malnourished. People say, oh, that's great. Keep it up. Yeah. Only in Hollywood.
Anything above a size 2 is officially a fat ass in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's true.
Skinny little bitch.
Oh, stop it. Glee producers have announced who are going to play the gay dads of Lea Michele's character on that show. For those of you who still watch Glee, and even those of you who watched it back in the day, like I did, you remember that Lea Michele's character was adopted by two gay dads.
Oh, right.
And that's
okay.
Why she became such a Broadway fan and that kind of stuff. So they're going to have them show up this season. They've announced one will be Broadway veteran Brian Stokes Mitchell, who's won a Tony, and so that's appropriate. The other dad is going to be Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
That's fun.
Isn't that odd casting?
Yeah. He's a great actor.
He's a great actor, and he's a very funny guy, so yeah. I think he'll probably do good stuff. So, looking forward to that. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Dolly Parton is 66 years old today. That's 33 years of boob right there.
It is.
Katie Sagal is 58 years old. Comedian Paul Rodriguez is 57. Sean Wayans of the acting Wayans family is 41. Drea De Mateo. Adriana, by the way, was her name on The Sopranos.
Yes.
Not Adrian, Adriana. I have been corrected many, many times over, and we've got it, Adriana. Got
so you
it.
Want people to email Ralph?
No, I think we got it. I think we've solved the mystery. It's Adriana. Was her character on The Sopranos. Drea now can be seen on Sons of Anarchy. She's 40 years old today. Isn't she married to Scooter Jennings? Shooter Jennings?
Yes, I believe you're right. Yes.
Skeeter Davis? Who's she married to?
Shooter Jennings. You're
Shooter Jennings,
right.
That's right. She's 40. Frank Caliendo, comedian and impressionist, is 38. And Jody Sweetin from Full House is 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Blah, 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 Blink-182, blah, 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 Germany. Okay, let's get right to the nudity. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Thursday. We got an email last week from a young man named Jake, apparently a big fan of the Kevin and Bean Show, who suggested, hey, guys, why not ask a nudist? And Kevin and I talked about it. We said, I don't believe we've ever had Ask a Nudist in all the series of nudists that we've done throughout the year. So today is the day. Please welcome Jake and Lindsay, ladies and gentlemen. They are here in the studio.
Good morning, guys.
Vita Nuda. VitaNuda.com. That's a terrible name. What does that mean, guys?
Well, first, you got it wrong. It's actually VitaNudaWest.org is our website.
Okay.
But and it's
even a worse one, but go ahead.
Well, Vita Nuda is Latin for new nude life, or nude life is sort of where that comes from. It was founded in Florida as a way to get young people into the lifestyle and make people realize that we're a body healthy organization. You know, be young, be happy, be naked, be proud of who you are.
Because that is a great place to start the conversation, to get young people into nudity, because nudity was something that was very public nudity was very popular in the 60s and 70s, right? And all of those people that are still doing it are quite old, but a lot of new people haven't joined the ranks, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, the average age probably right now in America for nudists is probably pushing towards 50 now. So that's sort of our goal, is let's get, you know, some new blood into the lifestyle.
And what you do with...
By the way, Lindsay is here, and I think she's a plant. Because, you know that my theory on nudists equals fat.
Right.
It's always,
and old.
And old. It's always the people that you don't want to see nude. Basically. Well,
but see, that's not really
the
point.
You're a plant.
Oh, okay.
You're not a part of this.
Lindsay was hired for this interview. Yeah. She's a model.
She's
right?
A part-time model. She's like, yeah, I'm a nudist. Yeah, whatever.
Please.
Please, whatever. No.
Lindsay, what's your story? How long have you been participating in the clothes optional lifestyle?
Since yesterday when they briefed you?
Well, I'm originally from Kansas, and I moved out here about 5 years ago. And actually, one of the first things I did was like, well, they have nude beaches here. I think I'm going to go give that a whirl. So
Now, wait a minute. Back in, did you say Kansas?
Yes.
Did you, were you a part of the nude scene?
Well, there's not much of a nude scene when it's about 10 degrees out. So.
Okay, so.
In the summertime,
but that
hot,
was your first thought when you came out here was, hey, there's nude beaches?
Well, you know, skinny dipping's always fun. And, you know, in a pool, I'm like, well, yeah, it's good in a pool. It's got to be 10 times better in the ocean. So.
I'm with you. Although the ocean's freezing out here.
Yes, it is. But, you know, so we went down to the beach, and I just gave it a whirl, and I met some of the coolest, most, you know, accepting.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you met a lot of people. She's nude, everybody! Come over here! Did you go to a nude area?
Yeah, the nude beach. Yeah.
Which one?
My first one was the one down in San Diego.
Okay.
So. Yeah, Black's Beach.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a long time they had San Onofre, which has kind of been under the legal dispute battle. And so.
Didn't they close down Black's
Beach?
Yeah,
they did. Yeah. So.
All right. So you enjoyed the nude beach experience, and then you said, hey, I'd like to get into this more. And then did you look around for a nudist organization that you could participate in?
Actually, no. I started frequenting San Onofre, and I just met a whole lot of really cool people down there, a lot of young people, a lot of middle-aged, a lot of everyone. You know, we're very accepting of, you know, it's not whether you're, you know, larger or small or what you do for a living. You know, we have lawyers and doctors. And
most people are larger. No. What percentage would you say are fat? Be honest.
Fat?
Yes.
You know, it's just a mix of everyone. Our group has young people. We have, we even have a little person in our group.
Is the little person fat?
No.
She's just normal. She's awesome.
We have a comedian, Tim Chismar, who goes to a lot of clubs up here in LA.
A fat comedian?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just asking. I'm allowed to ask. I have questions, too.
Do you think I'm fat, Kevin?
No, you're not fat at all. That's why I think you're a plant. She's skinny and she's super hot. I don't buy it.
So what happened is we were on San Onofre, and we just ended up having this group that went down there every weekend. You know, we'd have barbecues, and we'd hang out, and we'd all go surfing, and it was a great time. There's about 30 people that started frequenting every single weekend, and then every now and then we'd go to some of the local nudist resorts, and we ended up meeting some more people there. And then me and a few friends decided that, well, Vita Nuda actually started out in Florida.
Okay.
And so a friend of mine knew the guy who had started it, and he asked us to kind of start up an organization out here on the West Coast to get younger people involved since, you know, the culture's kind of gotten a lot older.
Right.
And so that's just kind of where it started. It started about 2 years ago.
At Nudestock, right?
Yeah, at Nudestock.
Yeah. Nudestock.
It's just as awesome as...
Yeah, well, a bunch of different resorts throw, but the two biggest ones in our area, there's one at a place called Glen Eden in Corona, and it's, I bet you a few thousand people show up for it, and there's a lot of cover bands, so Rolling Stones, Beatles, The Who. I mean, a lot of guys that dress up and actually do pretty good jobs impersonating them.
It's weird that they would have to dress up at a nudist event.
They're about the only ones that are dressed. I haven't seen any of the impersonators actually nude, but you know, they have their groupies, and they go crazy out there, and it's amazing. But that's where a lot of our group sort of formed, was a lot of people came together there and sort of the idea.
My fear, if I could be honest, of nudists, to be totally honest, is that I would go to Nudestock and I would be Woodstock.
Yeah. and I'm sure that's question number one you get, right, Jake?
Yeah, that's my fear.
And I mentioned that in the email. So a couple things about that. First, it almost never happens. I've been around in my short time doing this, literally thousands of men, and I personally have never seen an erection with anybody.
Kidding.
I'm just saying, you know, like my first time doing it, I was surprised my junk didn't go inside me. I was so nervous about it, you know, that didn't happen. But when it does happen, and we recognize that it's a natural thing, it happens. Men, you know, if the wind blows the wrong way, maybe it happens to a man. But nudists always have towels for hygiene. You got to sit on them, you got to wrap in them, whatever. So if it happens, you wrap the towel around you, you jump in the pool, you deal with it. You know, we just... It's like
towel doesn't hide it, but
well,
that's all right.
We get that it happens, but we just don't want you pointing them at everybody if you
can
avoid it. You know,
right. So. You got to be careful where you point those things.
Right, put an eye out or something.
Of course.
You know?
And since this is Ask a Nudist here on the Kevin Bean Show, we are going to open up the phone lines right now for your telephone calls for our guests, Jake and Lindsay. 1-800-520-1067. I'll just ask the other big question beyond the erections, and that is, it's a strictly, as I understand it, in most cases, non-sexual event, right?
Yes, absolutely. Especially
in a resort. So what are the rules on that? I mean, if you've got a couple that goes, for instance, are they allowed? They're not allowed to make out or anything like that. You're not allowed to touch people. What are the rules when you're all hanging out together?
There's a strict, you know, no sex, no anything in public, especially at the resorts. You know, it's just it's not appropriate when you're naked. People get uncomfortable. What you do in your tent or in your cabin or wherever on your own time, you know, people, it's just like a bar, any other event that, you know, clothed people would go to. You go, you meet people, you have fun.
It just makes everybody else uncomfortable, so it's not
acceptable. So you don't do it. And then, I mean, still people meet people, maybe you hit it off, but you go back to, you know, your house.
It is weird that you might meet somebody naked and then have to go get dressed to go out on a date, which is kind of strange.
Well, you know, we were talking about this, is that nudity itself is actually really not sexy. I mean, when you sort of get around it a lot, it's to become sexy, get nude, to sort of dress up. Like, for example, if we have a Halloween party, we show up in costumes and then you sort of take parts off again, and that's how you sort of convey sexuality, you know? So it's when we're full nude, it's sort of like, wow, we're all naked and boring. And
okay,
you know,
then try to explain it. Maybe this is the hippy-dippy part of nudism that a lot of people don't get or don't think they'd like. If it's not for sexual reasons, what do you guys get out of walking around being nude?
Well, it's just a really freeing experience, and really, after you take all the clothes and all the junk off, you don't know whether somebody's a lawyer or works at Taco Bell or works. I mean, you actually, people feel more free and talk to you. Just, you know, there's no inhibitions or
there's no barriers.
Yeah, there's no barriers, and you actually get to know people really for who they are. I mean, more than I have ever been able to meeting them at a club anywhere.
Well, let me ask this question then. I am looking into your eyes right now.
Yes, you are, Kevin.
You're naked. We're having a conversation. I'm guessing my eyes are straying.
Let me tell you this. Okay. When you want to have sexy time as a nudist, you would go put lingerie on. Why? Because you know what? Guys want to see boobs, you know?
Right.
You got clothes on that are revealing. It's more about the reveal, you know? You got a sexy shirt on. Guys want to look at you.
The imagination.
They're like, oh, I want to see that nipple slip, you know?
So if you're saying you're naked that I'm not looking?
They've seen a million. There's boobs everywhere. They don't stare at your boobs. They've already seen 100 sets that day. And of course, they're going to look at your boobs and glance, but it's the norm. They're not like, oh my God, I just saw Lindsay's boobs today. That's so awesome. You know, it's like, oh, okay.
Man,
well,
maybe I'm not made
Lindsay's
for that life.
Or pot, right. Or whatever it may be.
We have many more questions. This is fascinating. 1-800-520-1067. Ask a nudist is what's happening. Jake and Lindsay are in here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And again, the website is vitanudawest.com for people who want to check it out.
.org.
.org.
Yes.
.org.
Okay.
Third time's the charm.
Dave sent me, you know, info like he does. So we'll take your calls when we return on Ask a Nudist right after this on the Kevin. Jake is an actual nudist. He has hired a young actress named Lindsay to come with us to pretend to be a nudist. We are doing Ask a Nudist here on the Kevin Bean Show and taking your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. Before we go right to the calls and hear Omar's new intro, and I can't wait, a lot of people come and try it out. I mean, when you guys have your events, you advertise them. Do people show up that are there always first-time nudists there? And what percentage of them get hooked on it and keep coming back? And what percentage of them say, nope, not for me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
If you know.
I would say probably 90% of everybody who comes out really, really enjoys it and always wants to come back to another event. And if anything, they just think they've never felt that free and accepted, or, you know, if they feel uncomfortable, it's like, oh, I got a, you know, chunky belly, or this part I don't like about me. It's like all that disappears, and, you know, 90% of the time they
chunky
love it.
Chunky belly doesn't disappear, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know, plus,
it's still there.
Plus, our group is tons of fun. I mean, we're 20 and 30-somethings.
By tons of fun, you mean?
We're ample fun havers. I don't know. We like to party. We like to have a good time and drink and laugh and tell inappropriate
jokes. You
have a
cutoff of 35 years old for your group?
Yeah, we generally go, you know, 21 to 35 for our group. But I mean, for
so what happens to people that are friends of yours now in the group that you like that turn 36? I mean, do you just have to say so long, see old man?
What do
you do?
It's like generally.
It's like Menudo used to do. They'd kick them out.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
All right, B, we got some listeners that want to ask questions.
Let's do it.
Come on now.
Kevin and Bean have a nudist in here. Don't want to wear no clothes, they make them disappear. They like it in the buff, but I bet they look rough. Ask a nudist, ask a nudist. Oh. Do people call you a pervert and they don't understand? Don't want to see an afro muff, a naked man. You gotta be tough, are you naked with a fam? Ask a nudist, but I bet that you're fat.
Okay.
Wow. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Let's go to Aaron. He's on line one, our first caller for Ask a Nudist here on the Kevin Bean Show. Jake and Lindsay are our guests in the studio from vitanudawest.org. Aaron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. First, I want to say, what's up, Lisa May?
What's up, Aaron?
Second off, I'm just curious, this is more for Jake. Don't you guys ever get worried when you're not a shower, you're a grower? Like, I'm not a grower. I'm not a shower. I'm a grower.
So you're saying if it's small size...
So, I mean,
yeah.
Does it ever get weirded you guys out?
Most of the guys will say, having now seen many people nude, most of the guys are growers, I would say. Really nobody cares. You know, you might say, well, you know, perhaps I keep my towel a little longer on today if I'm worried about it or something. But, I mean, really, you don't. After about 30 seconds, you're over it, and nobody really gives a damn. We're all just human, and we're all who we are.
Do you not allow black people in because they show you up?
We love all types of people.
Just saying.
Thank you, Aaron, for the call. But that speaks to what you were saying, Lindsay, which is it's body acceptance, whether it's your weight or whether it's your boobs or whether it's, you know, the size of what you got or whatever. I mean, that's the stuff that melts away when you forget about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, after, you know, I've been in this lifestyle now for about 5 years, and I can't even tell you the size of half of my friend's junk, you know? Like, oh, who has big junk? I don't pay attention
You're
half the time.
Girl.
Well, isn't that what guys are worried about, though, is what girls think? So,
yes.
I mean, girl nudists don't, like, they
okay,
don't
they
pay
don't
that big of attention.
Right.
It might even make a guy who thinks he's inadequate realize that he's just normal.
Normal, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of girl nudists, give me some percentages in your group of men and women.
You know, we're actually really proud of that because, you know, a lot of people think it's mostly male.
I would say 10% women. That would be my guess.
I would say mostly even at resorts with the older crowd. I mean, they're couples, married people. It's pretty 50-50. And with our group, we started out a little more heavy with the males. But
by
we,
heavy, you mean?
No, Kevin, not fat.
Okay, sorry.
Sexy young men.
We have a pretty good mixture, is what she's saying.
Yeah, it's pretty 50-50. And sometimes at our events,
really?
We actually have more women than we do men. Which
really?
Is pretty cool. Yeah.
I'm coming. All right, let's take Tina.
Hey, watch your language.
To the event. Tina is on line three. Let's get a question from a woman. Ask a nudist. You're on the Kevin Bean Show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin Bean? What's up, Lisa May?
Hey, Tina.
Hi, Tina!
I was just wondering, how have your friends and family reacted to this lifestyle?
That's a good question. You have to tell your mom and dad or your family or whoever?
Yeah. They know. That, I mean, we don't talk about it really often, but, I mean, they don't have a problem with it. And as far as friends, I mean, I'm pretty open about it. None of them judge me, and half of them kind of are curious about if anything I bring them out. And those are a lot of the people that actually end up, you know, joining us for
but
a lot of our
the
events.
Real nudists, Jake?
Well, I'll mention, to be quite honest with you, I haven't, and I'm doing air quotes right now, I haven't come out, so to speak, to most of my friends and family.
Need us to make a call? Because we'd be happy to
get my mom on the phone right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I think by and large, most young people are okay with it. You know, you sort of worry, is an employer going to think about it a certain way? And it just sort of depends where you go.
That makes sense.
But, you know, it's, most people are pretty cool with it, I guess. You know, they have the perception that swingers and stuff, and so we just try and dispel that that's not actually what happens.
All right.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be a very common misperception because most people equate nudity with sexuality. Absolutely. Let's take one more. Let's do Charles. He's going to get us into a question about the kinds of events that your group do. Hi, Charles. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Charles.
You guys mentioned, or kind of offhandedly, you know, when you're hanging out at the nude beaches and whatnot, that you would go surfing. I was just kind of curious, you know, did you guys do that nude? How did that work out? I mean, you know, when I go without a shirt, I know I can get a little bit of nipple rash. So
yeah,
I'm
that seems painful.
Well, as a female, I've got nipple rash. But other than that, I mean, it feels the same, obviously, as it would with a swimsuit on. And as for guys, I know a lot of guys that surf naked and, I mean, I don't have junk, so I can't tell you, but they have never complained about their
It does sort of help keep the area trim because the wax does occasionally pull a little bit if you're not careful, you know, but by and large, it's.
That's what I'm sure about.
So it helps manscaping, but
Yeah. But otherwise, I mean, it's just fantastic, dude. I mean, everything is better naked, so everybody should try it.
You said you went skydiving recently, other than parachutes, were you naked?
No, but at the drop zone, you know, I generally go to, I mean, they you know, people do go naked, or they'll have big boogies and events, and there's nude skydiving and stuff. But
Charles, thank you for the call. What other kinds of things does your group do when you get together? I mean, I guess you kind of have to stay in a quarantined area. It's not like you can go to Disneyland or something like that. What events do you have?
Ask a nudist. We actually do go to Disneyland. We actually don't get nude there, but we do clothing optional and clothing required events both. I mean, we just like to get together and have fun. So we go to Disneyland, we go hiking, we go backpacking, we go to natural hot springs, we go skydiving. I mean, if we can't get naked, we will, but if the opportunity isn't there for it, we won't.
All right, be honest. Now, I want you to be honest. I've been kidding around a lot, but I want you to be honest.
You're a handsome man. Is that what you're asking?
That's not what I'm asking. Right. How does Lindsay rate in the attractive world of nudists? Is she number one by far?
Of the entire Earth?
Yes.
Why are you putting him in this position next to me? This is not fair.
Because I'm not buying it. I think you're a ringer.
Well, let me, speaking generally, because I think it's unfair to get in that discussion as far as the news go, but in general, I think Lindsay's an attractive person. She has a wonderful personality.
Well, right? No doubt. So, you know. That's a given. I'm asking how she compares to the other nudists.
She's the hottest nudist in your group, right, Jake?
I'd prefer not to answer it that way. I would say Lindsay stands out. I mean, you know, she's good. She's attractive. But we have a lot of people of all stripes in the group who are wonderful in their own right for different reasons, you know.
So there are ugly chicks, too, is what you're saying, if we count.
I'm sure it's the same percentage that if you went to any organization, you would find the same percentage
So let me answer that, actually.
Regular.
I think, on the whole, our group is more attractive than the population, if for no other reason than we're fantastic people, so we sort of lift ourselves above the morass of general human society. You know? If I could say something so bad that way.
Honestly, I can see that.
We're out of time. I am so happy, Jake, that you got in touch with us. This was a great idea, and I'm sure it's got a lot of people thinking about nudism today, and they ordinarily would not have been. The website, again, is vitanudawest.org. You can check it out and find out what they've got going on. 18 to 35. There's any cost anything to get in, by the way? I forgot to ask that.
No, any of our events, you know, beach, any of those places is free. But, I mean, if you go to a resort, sometimes they have a $10 or $20 gate fee, you know.
Sure.
But it's reasonable, and you can camp.
Yeah, a couple things being real fast. So vitanudawest.org. We also have facebook.com/VNWest. And then a friend of ours just put together a website called askanudist.com. So you're welcome to go there and post some questions. She's fantastic, so give that a try.
Is there a picture of the temp Lindsay on there or no?
Lindsay's around. I don't know if she's on that website, but
yeah, how about that?
She's out there.
Thank you guys for coming in. We enjoyed it.
Thank you.
By the way, looking ahead just briefly to tomorrow's Kevin Bean Show, our old friend, writer, director, actor Kevin Smith is going to be joining us in studio. We've got the Movie Beat, LaQuisha looking at tonight's Jersey Shore, and Gina Carano, one of your ass-kicking women, Kevin, that you're spotlighting on KROQ.com this week. She, of course, the star of Haywire, an MMA star as well, is going to be joining us tomorrow. Gina Carano, love her so much.
Yesterday was Kate Beckinsale, and today is Piper Perabo.
Nothing wrong with Piper Perabo.
Yep. So check that out. Why is that not working, Muggs? Put that in another CD player. Now we're going to do the Afro line. We're going to do it right now without some music. 323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day. We were talking yesterday about Omar not being able to go to Coachella because his wife is supposed to give birth a couple of days early. So we said, hey, wife, how about putting that off for a couple of weeks so that he can go to Coachella? And that's what the first call is about.
Hey, Omar, when my daughter was 3 days old, my wife let me go see Nine Inch Nails in Queens of the Stone Age. Stop her crying!
That's kind of a burn, right? New Year's resolution? So
New Year's resolution, ride my bike more often. Part I didn't count on, getting the fear while I'm on my bike. It did not look good in my spandex shorts.
Oh, yeah. That's not where you want the fear, that's for sure.
Not a bit, no. This girl is turned on especially by one very specific talent that Ralph has.
It makes me so hot that Ralph knows how to quote Yo Gabba Gabba and impersonate Muno. Ralph, call me.
Who would know that having a daughter and being forced to watch children's television would all of a sudden make you a chick magnet? But it's working out that way for Ralph.
He also did a story about a bunch of people who thought Lou Ferrigno, who didn't know Lou Ferrigno, who of course was the Incredible Hulk, was deaf. Mm-hmm. Just thought he had an accent.
Lou Ferrigno deaf? Really?
So you got that going. This person loves our show just like it is.
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know that you should never, ever change your show because I listen to the podcast and I put it on at night when I'm about to go to sleep. 5 minutes, I am out. Thanks, guys, for helping improve my sleep pattern.
You should try that, Kevin.
Yeah, no kidding. I was up in the middle of the night again last night tweeting, and I was just like, oh, this sucks so much. Here is a guy who's calling in on the topic that we had of lame or stupid ways you hurt yourself based on one of the LA Kings hurting himself eating pancakes.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Last month, I was laying in bed, and the sheets were kind of tucked in too tight on the bottom, and I was really tired. I couldn't really pull up so hard. So when I was pulling up the sheet, my hand slipped, and I hit myself in the face, and I gave myself a black eye.
Awesome.
You should never tell anyone that story, sir.
Every year, Dave does a Clipper song. Every year, he's full of hope. Every year, it ends in disaster. This year, though, may not end in disaster. They've got quite a team.
I hate you, Dave. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. And the Clippers suck. F*** you.
Well, there's still those people out there. I also am a Laker fan, but I'm glad to see them be good. I'd like to beat a good Clipper team. I don't want him to not be good. I just want to still beat him.
And by the way, just because the Clippers are much better doesn't mean they're not still the Clippers. If you saw the way they played against Utah the other night, they're not bringing it every night still at this point. They still can disappoint you even if you're a Clippers fan.
You know how we put stuff in the file? This guy is trying desperately to make that song fit.
No, just push a little on that side. No, bring it back to me. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm trying to fit this Clipper song into the file. No, it won't fit that way.
He's working harder than we are. Well done.
So I'm driving in the car with my wife this morning. She doesn't really listen to Kevin Bean very often, so I put on a podcast for her. Beer Mug starts talking. About 30 seconds in, she gets a look on her face like she smelled the world's biggest fart.
Yeah.
And about a minute after that, while he's still rambling, she starts telling the radio to shut up. Will you shut up? Can't this guy shut up? Oh, my God, shut your head.
Your whole head shut up, by the way.
Yeah, it's hard.
Your whole head. And by the way, those of you who listen to the podcast, thank you. That is an extra step that is extraordinary.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
You go to iTunes and you can download the Kevin and Bean podcast. You can subscribe to it and get a podcast from every day and listen to it. And thanks to everybody who does that. And one final request.
Yeah, can you guys please play Moment with Kevin when he was talking to Dana White? Please. That was hilarious.
I was asking about being in 3D, about the UFC being in 3D, and then I started talking about the glasses and I fell apart.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
By the way, just for the movie theaters, there's not one size that fits all.
Yeah.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
And everybody yelled at Lisa for helping me.
I know.
Don't help him! We'll take a break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat now.
Jiffy Lube's annual Big Bear Mountain Resorts BOGO deal is back. Visit Jiffy Lube, and with your Jiffy Lube signature service oil change, you'll get a voucher for a free lift ticket to Snow Summit and Bear Mountain when you buy another adult lift ticket. Visit JiffyLubeSoCal.com for details. Restrictions apply. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 8:54.
I'm sorry, I just love hearing Lisa talk about Jiffy Lube and the number two lane.
I know you do.
When she combines those things in one report, I just can't stop giggling to myself.
Coming up in minutes on the Kevin and Bean Show, you'll be asked to call in to win the Blink 182 CD catalog and be qualified for the trip to see the band in Berlin, Germany. Plus, we're going to get to the bottom of the report that Ralph talked about earlier, that Rob Lowe is breaking big news for the Indianapolis Colts that Peyton Manning is retired. Why should he know? Why should we believe him? So we'll talk about that coming up right after the top of the hour. First, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
I got a Twitter from Dave Hester.
Dave?
Yeah.
Did you? From Storage Wars?
Your ultimate enemy?
My ultimate foe. He sent me a video link, and so I clicked on that. It was like three steps to get to his message, and I clicked it up, and it's just a video of him going, yep! And that was it. He just yupped me. It was a drive-by yupping.
You got
yupped. It was a total burn. I got yupped.
Well, it's so funny that it took several steps to get to that.
No, he made me work for it, and they just yupped me right in the face.
Love it.
Yeah. I think he pretty much owned you in that interview yesterday.
How dare
too,
you, sir?
He didn't give up any ground, I'll tell you that.
Nor did I.
But neither did Ralph. You asked in retrospect now, Ralph.
Do you respect him now that you talked to him, Ralph?
And Ralph's like, nope.
Nope.
I thought you were going to bring him down, though. I thought that was going to be the beginning of the
you
end
can't
of
bring
Dave
people
Hester.
Like that down.
How are you going to bring him down?
He doesn't care.
I called him out on his BS. He said he doesn't care. He does what he does because that's the way he operates his business, and what are you going to do with a guy like that? He's obviously unrepentant, and that's just the way he's going
to
be.
I guess you guys are just going to have to agree to disagree.
Nope. All right, let's talk showbiz news. This is good news. Last night's American Idol. Ugh. Ugh.
Are you going to
watch?
What a crap fest. What two hours of crap.
I talked about it a little bit earlier, Ralph, but I'd be curious to hear from you. What did you think the problem was with it?
I agreed with you completely when I heard you talking about it, is that it's so much manufactured, cloying, fake sentiment now.
They try to get you involved in every person?
They try to make it pretend like we are the world, and this woman, she teaches retarded kids, and let's make her dreams come true, and it's all a big Make-A-Wish Foundation special now. It just smacks of artifice. Like, they're just making it all being as sappy as possible. If it was genuine emotion, I wouldn't mind so much, but it seems so calculated. And it's just 2 hours that just beat you over the head with it.
Is that what Simon used to bring to the show, which is the opposite of that?
A little reality, a little, just like, little common sense and clarity and saying, no, you can't sing, and he would do it in a very sort of funny way.
Right. Because Simon would take the woman who's, you know, has given her life to helping the, you know, the mentally challenged. And even though it's a sweet story and you'd like to do nice things for her, if she didn't have the chops, he would say, I'm sorry, thank you for doing the work you're doing, but you're not good enough to sing in this competition, and send her home.
Right.
Last night it was like, oh, you live in the woods, you're poor, you had to borrow an outfit to show up for the audition? Oh, yes, you should go to Hollywood based on that story. And both of those people that we just described were average at best singers, right?
Yeah, yeah. There was some talent last night, but they don't show you any of the band stuff anymore, hardly. And that was the big fun of the early shows on that.
Oh, finally, I'm not the only one.
Series are coming true.
You got to watch the bed and make fun of them, and then they would whittle it down, and you'd see good people. And it was a well-crafted show, I thought. It was well put together. Now there's so much fat on that show, it's unbelievable. And I don't mean Kevin's kind of fat. We're fat people. It's just so much filler and stupid jokes and lame sort of man-in-the-street bits and things. It was just hardly watchable. And I was fast-forwarding through my DVR. I can't imagine the suckers who sit there and watch it in its entirety.
It's a long 2 hours, Ralph.
Anyway, the good news is, the reason I bring it up is that the ratings are in from last night. And the premiere drew 21.6 million viewers.
That's pretty huge.
Which is huge, but it's the lowest rated season opener for American Idol since 2002.
I can see that.
It plunged 18% in total viewership and 26% in its key demo of 18 to 49-year-olds. So, this is according to last year's premiere. So a lot less people watched this year's premiere than last year's premiere.
We discussed yesterday if maybe the fact that there's The Voice now and there's the X Factor now, people haven't had the time to miss a singing competition on their TV as well.
But like you said, there's still huge numbers, but maybe this is the beginning of the end. Maybe there'll be some respite for us.
Got a lot of Seacrest last night there, Ralph.
Wow, was there a lot of Seacrest?
Plenty of Seacrest.
That can't be good.
It really isn't. I can't imagine what they're thinking. Why they think that is compelling television.
They did about, I'm not joking if I estimate 7 minutes of a guy who showed up because he's a Seacrest fan, and he did an impression of Ryan Seacrest for
7 minutes.
Seven minutes.
That's how long they spent on that piece?
He's a Seacrest lookalike, so he's going around doing the impression. They kept showing him doing the impression over and over and over again to like people in the street and stuff. And then when he went into his singing audition, Ryan had to come in. They had to stand next to each other and talk about how much they look alike.
What?
And Ryan had him do the impression. It was about 7 minutes of just...
And then he was a terrible singer, so they sent him home. So the whole thing was pointless.
They should have sent Seacrest home as well, then.
Yay!
And hired this guy.
Same time. Congratulations to Thor. He and his wife are having a baby. Chris Hemsworth is the actor's name. His wife is Spanish actress Elsa Pataky, who is just a stunning, stunning woman. And they're having their first baby. So that baby will be hard to look at because it will shine like the sun. Yeah. That's what I'm guessing. That's how beautiful these people are. And Britney Spears' ex-personal assistant, Fernando Flores, isn't just suing her for sexual harassment. That story's been going around for some time now. He's filed suit against her for what he's calling various sexual advances that were unwelcomed, a sexualized atmosphere that made him feel uncomfortable. She walked around the nude all the time, and she was slovenly. He had all kinds of stories. Well, he's about to write all those stories down into a book, he claims. He says he has lined up a $1 million book deal that will allow him to dish the dirt on Britney's history of drinking, drugs, and wild sexual escapades.
Oh, leave Britney alone!
I'm willing to if I can read that book. That's the thing of. Stop.
That was a different one. That wasn't her laugh. That was...
Huh?
It's equally innocuous.
Huh?
No one knows what that is.
It's her saying, huh?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jodie Sweetin of Full House fame is 30 years old today. Comedian Frank Caliendo, friend of the show. He used to come on here and do a bunch of stuff. Not so much anymore, but we still love him. 38 years old, Drea Di Matteo, who is Adriana on The Sopranos and currently can be seen on Sons of Anarchy. Her co-star on that show, Katie Sagal, also celebrates her birthday. She's 58 years old today. Adam Carolla built her kitchen, did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's weird. Back in the day when he was doing construction, he built her kitchen for her.
Huh?
Dolly Parton, 66 years old. Paul Rodriguez is 57. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 941. It was...
Let me hear it.
It was about midnight last night. I was up and I was tweeting because I couldn't sleep and I was very frustrated. And the guy said, hey, don't you have a show to do in 5 hours? And I said, yeah, but I'm trying to get sleep and I can't. And he said, I can't wait for a moment with.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote back, how dare you?
Yeah, because you're under control. You're not gonna let a little thing like lack of sleep affect how you speak.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Congratulations to Garrett DeJong of
Fountain Valley.
Fountain Valley, thank you. Just got the CD catalog from Green Day and qualified for that trip for two to see
Blake them. Blake 182.
What did I say?
Green Day.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Wow.
I was telling Kevin, I don't think he's ever delivered gold to us like he has in 2012. Every single week we've had a new moment with. It's been spectacular.
He has stepped up his game, that's for sure.
He has.
Well said.
I got to tell you, though, it's not from lack of sleep. I do those when I sleep well.
Well, for those of you who have missed the other three this year, let's recap. Let's do a real quick recap.
Oh, what an excellent idea.
This is like the highlight reel. Look, if you're talking about...
Do we have showbiz to get to?
A team going to the Super Bowl, you don't just play one of their highlight plays of the season. You have to show how they got there.
This team is not going to the Super Bowl.
You're going to the Super Bowl of dumbass, that's for sure. Here's the rest of Kevin's All best right. of.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
By the way, just for the movie theaters, there's not one size that fits all.
Yeah.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Brilliant.
Time for the showbiz beat.
That was a good one, but I think the other two may even be stronger. So let's count them down. Here's the next one.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
By the way, nothing good has ever happened at 4:30 in the morning.
But a lot of good has. Just nothing. I mean, a lot of good happens.
It just happened.
I'm saying a lot of good happens at 4:30 in the morning. It's just this
He's
is.
Saying nothing
but you're
good.
You said, nothing you good. Said that to, right. her, to his statement that said, nothing good.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
All right. My favorite part may be Bean's reaction to that, which is, what just happened? You couldn't even comprehend that came out of your mouth when it did.
And Bean's worked with me for a long time. Like, yeah. You'd think if anyone spoke me, it would be him.
I think we still have one more.
No, we don't have time for the showbiz.
I think so far you've racked up four in this very early part of 2012. This is the fourth one.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It's not a hard one, but if you heard it, but it is the way you heard it.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Yeah. We are less than 3 weeks into 2012, by the way. This is on track to be the best year ever for Kevin.
You're on a pace of more than one per week. That's what your pace is right now.
I'm shooting for one per day. That's my goal.
I think we're heading in that direction.
We could have like 60 moments by the end of the year. It's possible that he could reach that record.
Time for the showbiz.
This is like Drew Brees trying to pass Dan Marino's yardage record. He's on pace to really be the best ever.
Time for the showbiz speech. Here's Ralph.
Before I get into the showbiz news, I do want to read this quick email because it made me feel bad. Listener Matt Fries writes in from the Association of Disabled Americans. When we were talking about the American Idol contestant earlier.
I was afraid of that.
Who works with the developmentally challenged, I guess you would say.
Right.
I use the R word, not thinking.
Oh, yeah, that has become very offensive.
And so Matt Fries says, dear Ralph from the Association of Disabled Americans, we prefer that you don't use the phrase, and the R word, kids. We'd rather you use the phrase we've adopted, Kevin's. We call them Kevin's. He says.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, so...
How dare you?
I apologize, Matt. From now on, I refer to them only as Kevin's. She works with Kevin's. That's what she does on the show.
Right. And I think everybody knows what you mean when you say that at this point.
I believe they do as well. Who hosted the Grammy Awards last year? Quick. Trivia. Who hosted the Grammy Awards last
Don't
year?
No.
Aha!
Ricky Gervais.
Trick nope. question.
Oh, the Grammys.
Yeah.
No one?
Nobody did. In fact, the Grammys have not had a host in 7 years.
Did you steal those announcements and then have the people come out and do the bad chatter?
I think usually they have you do the announcements, don't they? Don't you? Aren't you usually the guy who talks about...
Come on.
I'm just saying.
No.
I haven't done it in years.
When
I was thinking of the Grammys, I think I remember you being the voice
what
of the Grammys.
What are you doing right now?
And you would bring guys out on stage, I think. I think I remember...
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph?
Yes, sure enough it is.
I love it. Randolph.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, John Perry, and Robert Randolph.
Joe Perry.
What did I say, John? What the hell?
So then I tried it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph.
All right, so we got an idea Kevin. Of how that works. Anyway,
let's stop this and do something that's showbiz related.
I am talking about the Grammy Awards. For 7 years, they haven't had a host.
Hate you.
Now they are going to have a host. They've just announced who will be hosting the Grammy Awards. LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Really? LL Cool J will be doing the honors for the 54th Annual Grammy Awards, which will air live on CBS on February the 12th.
Why do you suppose they are having a host? And if you're going to have a host, why not pick somebody that people will tune in to see?
Three words, my friend. NCIS Los Angeles.
Well, that's a huge hit for CBS. You're right.
Yeah, that's the tie-in right there.
And I know he hosts that pre-Grammy show, or that new show that they do where they make the announcements every year. I know he's on that.
Grammy Nominations Live. He did such a great hosting that Grammy said, yeah, we're going to bring you back, and you're going to be the man. So, very exciting for LL Cool J to be here.
I guess. I mean, he'll be fine.
Here's his performing. If you're interested, Kelly Clarkson, Bruno Mars, Taylor Swift, Foo Fighters, Jason Aldean. Not familiar with him.
Country star.
Country guy. There you go. And Nicki Minaj. More to be named soon, but...
Remember, nod to rock music is Foo Fighters.
Foos, yeah. I hope Robert Rudolph will be there. Maybe him and John Perry will come out. I'll have a conversation.
I hate you right now, Ralph.
Come on, Kev! Here's something you can be excited about.
We ain't boys no more.
CW announced the Green Arrow is coming to television. They ordered a pilot for the DC comic book superhero, the Green Arrow.
And that's a real thing
that
people know about?
A real hero. Swings around Star City with his bow and arrow fighting crime.
And he shoots a green arrow and then it changes stuff to green?
Nope.
What's the point?
It's just green. It's an arrow. It goes through you. Puts a hole in you. Just like an arrow.
So wouldn't it just be a guy with a bow and arrow?
But he also has trick arrows, like his punching glove arrow that punches you in the face. It's like a big punching glove in the end of an arrow.
You're making this up.
Or your fire extinguisher arrow. You can put out fires with the arrow.
You're making this
up. The net arrow that sprays out a big net and captures you. He's got trick arrows,
too. You must think we're very gullible.
This is all true. He was a popular part of Smallville while it was on the air, and so now CW is left without a superhero show. Since Smallville went off the air, they are going to spin off Green Arrow. Very exciting. They also announced this week that they are putting together a prequel series of Sex and the City featuring Carrie Bradshaw as a college student.
Nope.
And a contemporary remake of Beauty and the Beast.
Nope.
More TV news. Archer returns to FX tonight, followed by the series debut of Unsupervised, an animated series about two teenagers who have no parental supervision. So you can check that out tonight as well, if you're so inclined. Hello?
I'm in.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Dolly Parton, 66 years old. Today, Katie Sagal celebrates her 58th birthday. Paul Rodriguez is 57. Sean Wayans turns 41. Drea Di Matteo, also on Sons of Anarchy, along with Katie Siegel. She's 40 years old. Frank Caliendo celebrates his 38th. And Jodie Sweetin of Full House fame celebrates 30 years today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Forgot to mention a little earlier this morning that I have been doing a countdown of ass-kicking women.
Oh, yeah.
In the movies and in TV. The first one was Maggie Q. The second one was Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Today is Piper Perabo.
Ooh.
That's a good show, that Covert Affairs. She's good. Tomorrow is Gina Carano.
Wow.
In the movie Haywire. And we're going to talk to Gina Carano tomorrow morning. How about that? We have the movie.
Or we're going to talk to somebody pretending to be Gina Carano. Yeah, someone doing the voice of her interview.
Gina will type it out. The other person will read it is what's going to happen.
We have the movie B. We have writer, director, star, Kevin Smith. Slumming with Ralph guy, Kevin Smith.
Come on!
You thought your plane was going down. We're going to talk to you tomorrow. We have Cousin Sal.
Mark Wahlberg on the phone.
We have Cousin Sal with his NFL picks. And we have LaQuisha on Jersey Shore. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.